The Rural Planning Board, Wednesday, November 19th, 2018.
Good evening, everyone. Sorry for the delay. We'll go ahead and call the Planning Board to order for November 2018. We will start with a review of the minutes from September, which we passed off last time. Those are the minutes from September 17th, 2018. Give folks a second to refresh your memory if you had any additions, deletions, or corrections to the September minutes.
September 2018 Planning Board minutes be accepted.
Second.
Motion by Reed. Second by Mike.
Yes.
It's not too controversial. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Aye.
Yes. Looks like we did it.
Looks like in September we said August wasn't reviewed, so we should do those too.
August wasn't. I had to abstain for August.
So we did July.
So the September minutes that we're correcting say that August wasn't done because we didn't have a quorum of the members that were present.
Let's do it.
Can't. I wasn't at August.
And I wasn't at August.
So we know you still don't have a quorum, do you? But we have a quorum.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a quorum.
So
you have
August?
Wait, I don't remember.
Who was president?
It was only Ron, Jerry, Mike, and Peter.
All right.
Yeah.
So you have three out of four.
You need four.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will hold on the August minutes. We're going to do a little bit of a shuffle of your agenda for tonight. Mr. Collins has been with us previously and is looking for us to finalize his review. We'll go ahead and ask Mr. Collins if you would please give us a brief update to the board tonight from the last time that we met. And for the purposes of our reporting tonight, now or anybody else for that matter, on time, if you would mind stating your name and your address for recording purposes, that way we'll be able to get a clear documentation in the record.
Morris Combs, 96 Van Nuys Road, Queensbury.
Yes.
And they made the big, as they call it. That's what's on the back, so if I put some manager now.
Hammerhead, putting hammerhead on it?
Yes, yes.
The one that's next to the bone trail?
Yes.
That's going to be it, okay.
They had to stay away from that trail, there was a hole right there, the guy where.
Yep.
So they had to make out a new one and set it over about 20 feet.
Okay.
Frustrated, that's what this is.
But it's still not coming in at an angle behind everything, it's going straight?
No, it's shorter, the guy straight in, and had to turn around.
Excellent.
Board, one other question for you from Jim Martin, who I spoke with earlier today about the project, and he believed that from his perspective, all of the items that we had identified previously had been tied up.
Yeah.
And one other item of note in here as it relates to, this is again from our September minutes, as it relates to the Saratoga County review, Jim noted to me that Maurice Combs was previously reviewed by the county during the special use permit proceeding for the ZBA, and there was no county impact found at that time. So that was one of the pieces.
Well, there were over 600 feet from the intersection.
Correct.
So that's one of the reasons we're doing it today.
What's that?
Where the farm road was, the point
what?
Where it's 600 feet from the point on Port Road side.
Okay.
So, I think that's all the everything in that area covered.
For me, did you just review what was left open and what was accomplished? I have to admit that.
Yeah, give me one second. So the summary again from the September minutes. There was a driveway permit which was on file with the county that had been
yes.
taken care of. We talked about the overall width of the road and asked that be reflected for the access coming off of Fawn Road as well as
yes.
over on Forestville Road, which Mr. Combs just spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
At that last meeting, the planning board made a negative declaration regarding seeker. And we were waiting to hear back from Saratoga County Planning Board, which is what Mr. Martin confirmed, that there was no countywide impact from Saratoga County. We asked that there be fire lane signage added to the new drawing, which there has been.
Correct.
And the new drawing, we asked that septic soil modifications be met with a notation on the plan. I don't know, did you capture
he
that
has
one
that.
As well?
He yes,
that one as well.
He has that.
Okay.
He has that as well. What is this for?
He has a copy of the room I got from the Board of Health.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with the soil's run?
The
Board of Health is approving it, but you're saying the soils itself need to be listed? Is that what you're saying? Or am I going to check
the name of the soils there?
The soils were too fast.
It purposely
in my listing.
Okay.
And there was an April 2016 letter from the Department of Health that prescribed the septic soil modifications, the soil amendment that needed to be made.
It's
on. So yeah, so that's on
yep.
that's on the plan under wastewater system.
Item number three, correct?
Yeah. Mr. Combs was advised that the date for the submission for October meeting was as such, and we didn't have an October meeting, so they were right. Those are the items that we had identified at the September meeting, and those are the items that Jim Martin reviewed with me today and said that he felt like that from at least from his understanding, everything had been completed and was compliant.
Do we said because we were going to change the roads and things in here that we were going to get a letter from the fire chief approving this because he said the whole plan changing the fire access and things?
He has to have to do that.
So do we have a letter from the fire chief?
There was a request in there that a new drawing be sent to the fire department. I don't have anything from the fire department.
Okay. Well, maybe we should have that. That was quite a change from the original plan.
I met him there and we went over it. And that's why we have on paper that Jim had to pass it.
The changes, the biggest changes here, that hammerhead and that 25-foot width, it said those were recommendations from the fire department.
Yes.
So we have to assume that they would approve that.
And I think we should have that letter. Before we approve this.
The other thing, that letter should be, this would be a stickler to the previous letters, dated and signed. We have letters undated and signed.
I don't know how the rest of the book is. That's all I get.
They're just emails previously, so they're not technically signed. But that's what's in here, emails.
Terms of correspondence with the fire department?
Yeah, but they're all dated September 14th, so it's nothing since our last meeting.
They vary.
Okay, because I know town is 25 feet.
Yeah.
We're in the center, but.
Right now, our standard for right of way is 60 foot width.
Total.
Counting, I don't know what they are.
Because it appears, judging by, he's got a 10 foot PL setback.
Probably.
And that looks to be, there might be another 15 feet along with that 10 foot, so you're probably about 25 feet, and then it looks like another, a distance drawn to scale, another 10 feet, so that'd almost be 35 feet from the edge of the current highway as it's drawn. But that's all on this piece of paper. It's all on the drawings and lines, so.
I think that as a board, you would have within your rights to make a requirement or condition of the, on whatever action you took that, that passed. You know, that we follow the recommendation of Saratoga County to ask Mr. Combs to meet with Mr. Meyer to
anything
that accord.
Is Mr. Wright at DOH or so?
DOE.
Yeah, DOE. Okay.
County. Okay.
And the mobile home's going to be 50 feet from the road. That's where they got to take out there anyway.
Yes, this drawing is even close to scale.
No, it is not, but they are where they got to stake their 50 feet from the road.
Septic's 30 feet or 20 feet from the mobile home.
Yeah.
So you have to definitely want them to look at that.
Well, that?
That puts you close with your septic.
With
that puts your septic very close to being in a reasonable right way on that county. So you need to have them check that.
Okay.
We can put it wherever they
want. Well, that's what I was going to say. Is you can bump it back a little bit.
Well, we're trying to get the great conscious.
We'll put it in as a condition when it's there, checking the driveway, have them flag out. That's what they're asking. Is people can flag out.
He can mark where they want to see.
Right.
Where they can't be.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is where they can't be.
Yeah.
That's
it. DOH will tell you where they can't be.
I know. We went through the whole thing with them.
I'm sure.
They put those stakes where they wanted everything. So.
I'd like to ask Peter. I got a question that you might know. Because this is going to go to a 10 mobile home park, the classification of the property is changing. There's a different number on the. Should we notify the assessor?
Yes.
Okay, so.
What's all this is going to go through on our assessor?
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, as long as we make this letter, Mrs. Jenkins knows. The property is changing.
She is aware of that.
She is?
Okay.
I had other clue.
We can still leave it official if she's aware of it, because she's aware of it.
So how do you know she's aware of it?
She's aware of it.
Okay.
So at this time, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing.
So,
what would be your next idea you'd like to see happen for?
I guess that would, for this drawing, is, you said it wasn't the scale? Did you just say that?
Not at the distance of 50 feet from the edge of the highway. There's no way that this is to that scale.
Isn't this supposed to be two scale?
No. This shows them a certain distance from the highway. He's telling you that where they have sighted isn't to this scale.
I'm sorry, I'm losing you on that part, the last part of it.
The drawing has the trailers at least an inch and a quarter, an inch and a half from the edge of Fortsville Road, and the scale is 1 inch equals 60 feet. He's saying that the trailers have been marked out to be sighted 50 feet back, which is not what these are.
No, that means the septic system is a chance to get further away from the road.
Okay, but the point that Reed's making, and I wasn't going to bother making, is that this scale, if we approve this plan tonight, this is where those trailers are going to be. Not where you have them flagged out right now, but okay. Where the building department inspector says this scale says it's at 70 feet or 60 feet or whatever, that's where they're going to be, or you're off of your site plan.
Okay.
In which case you have to come back in front of us, which you don't want to do.
So is this going to create a problem?
No, he puts it to the scale he's got here, and he's got setback from the road.
He's
if he's at 50 feet, which is what he's saying,
right,
he doesn't. So the plan's good the way it is. Move it up with this the way it
okay.
is.
And you would potentially have a condition for any other concerns related to Mr. Meyer that
right.
may be met in the future.
Yeah, I have that.
And as far as location, we have 400 feet.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We can tell any place we want.
Well, you have it. That's what I was saying. So let Mr. Meyer mark out where not to put the step right, so you don't have to take it back up and then move the trailer back if need be to make room for him. So,
So Mr. Combs, are you worried when we're and I feel awful, we are being nitpicking, but you need to put the trailers where you say they are on this map, not where you think they should be.
All right.
You don't have to worry about it because the building inspector.
He's trying to be there.
Okay.
When I do it.
So you're aware of
this?
Because this is what you told us you're going
to
do.
It appears to be in this edge. It appears to be in this edge.
We have a lot of people at the town and the county. And,
things get easily missed.
Yeah.
You've got lots of room on
the table.
Yeah.
Lots of room.
Yeah.
From the point where you get a lot of room.
Board, any other questions or anything else you need to see from Mr. Holmes?
There's no way the public would like to speak.
Okay. I just pulled it over here.
We'll be coming to ask the fire chief for the report.
So the two conditions that we've talked about so far is to have a review by the fire department and then receive a letter back signed and dated, and then also that Mr. Collins be asked to meet with Mr. Meyer to site for the septic spot time to at the time that we tried to move forward. Was there anything else for him that you remember?
I think so.
We did Seeker in September, and we issued a negative declaration at that time. And we just had those additional edits that we needed to make through the drawings for site access from both Forestville and Vaughan. We made some signage. And so we're waiting. Well, sir, do you have anything else here?
No.
Did you guys know it?
No.
That was a good catch for the Valentine's letter from September. Board, do we have a motion? If you feel like you have that one.
Yeah. We just talked about it, so I'll make a motion for final approval.
Maurice Holmes.
Maurice Holmes. Mobile home. Park. And that's 1970 at bottom parcel roads. Contingent upon two items, one being the consultation with the county DOT.
Yeah.
Placement of septic system, and the second being a signed and dated letter of approval by the fire department.
Second. Motion by Mike. And second by Mike. Any further discussion?
I need to say, but do we have to have a preliminary approval and then a final?
No.
No.
This is
like
subdivision.
Good.
Any further discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Antis?
Yes.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Bergman?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mr. Jensen?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. So, Kerr, motion carries. Or do you have anything else that you'd like to motion? Okay.
Motion, Chairman, and the members sign my large building department.
A motion by John that the chairman and one other member sign the final mark.
Review and sign.
Review and sign the final mylars when they are prepared. One second.
Awesome.
Any further discussion? That's not controversial. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
How long does a young man have to present his final mylars once they're complete?
60 days?
No. Add in the night.
That's like
all over
the night. Building permit until this is filed with the town. It does not go to county.
Okay. So you have some mylars. So you can review and sign, and then you can get progressive.
Okay.
Good job. Have a good
one. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good
luck.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you for the diversion. Now we're on to Peter Bushy for Peaceful Living Home Sales. Mr. Bushy, if you wouldn't mind presenting an overview.
Yes.
Speaking out on your address, and
I will do have some official survey map of the property that we're talking about here. There are 11 copies here. I see you don't need that anymore.
Too big to have open up here, and the small maps I can't read it from. So this is perfect. You have set the standard right here.
Yes, would you mind leaving one extra copy?
Oh, absolutely.
I've got some. Thank you. Can give you the rest of it. I have a lot of
My name is Peter Bushy. My wife, Lori, we are Peaceful Living Home Sales. We've been in the modular manufactured housing industry basically all of our adult lives. Our corporate name is Serenity Housing Sales. We've been marketing homes in the upstate New York area since July of 1996. Basically, we are looking to locate a new sales center at the property that you have on the map there, which was previously a modular manufactured housing dealership, which is no longer operating. There are still homes. What you see on the map there are homes that were from the previous business. Those are all going to be removed. I believe in your packets there is a, not necessarily to scale, but a map that would show what we're looking to do for displays. The nature of our business is we put modular homes on display. We spend quite a bit of money on the models. They are temporary. So what that means is that we'll set a home up. We'll probably have it there for a number of years because of the expense involved, disassembling and reassembling a new model. We also, our business includes manufactured housing, which would be single wides and double wides. Very similarly, on the double wide side, we would have a model on display for 12 to 18 months. On the single wide side, if we have a buyer for a model, those come and go, but that's not, it's a different world in this industry from what it was 30 years ago. 30 years ago, homes would come and go, and there were a lot more of the HUD coded, which are the manufactured houses, single wides and double wides. So this is not going to be a high-traffic situation where there are large, oversized loads coming and going. Most of our homes, as we sell them, will go directly to the homeowner's site. So we don't anticipate having homes coming and going once our displays are in place with any kind of frequency. I guess that's it.
And thank you, Mr. Richard, for the homes that do reside on the site. Can you tell us a little bit about the service connections? Do they have
this? All of our models, the way that we set up our sales centers, all of our models would have power to them. It's not a 200 amp service to each home. It basically is our plan would be to bring an electrician in and to properly wire so that each of our models can be lit for this time of the year, get started pretty early.
And is it a connection that is similar to like an RV site where you have?
Not really. We would actually bring conduit wire directly into the breaker box, and from that breaker box we would run a wire to the front step where we're entering the home, so that with one switch we have all the lights on in our home, and then as we exit we have the ability to turn them off. That's typically how we set up.
So you bring power straight into the unit.
Yes. So on the hand-drawn map that you would have in your packet, it will show an office, which the front cover of that packet, the glossy, you'll see a house there that's got a garage attached to it. That's basically what we are looking to put up for our office. So that is while it's not a permanent structure in that, if we left the site 10 years down the road or 15 years down the road, that can be removed. It will be something that we need to obtain a building permit for from the town. We plan on building that garage onto that office so that we have a place to store all of our display furniture and decorations as we swap homes out. So, and basically parts for minor service calls to existing homes that we've delivered. So as I was stating, if we were going to move, we'd be building the garage in such a way that the walls would be panelized and we would have the ability to be bolting them together where if we ever needed to move that structure down the road, we could disassemble it and reassemble it. Contingency as far as the lease that we are putting into place with Mr. Freitag, the property owner, is cleaning up the site. There's quite a bit of things in the back that are not part of the site has to be clean for us to take full possession of. That's part of what we have in the lease with Mr. Freitag.
Can you just describe? I'll admit that I don't know exactly which side, where exactly on what line you're talking about.
This is the old Batting Homes lot.
There's so
many. From the road.
Right next to, there's a transmission place right next to
the road.
Is that where that empty parking lot and where we just did the dog train?
No.
South.
You know where Merle EMS is?
Right.
Yeah.
And the Discount Auto Sales place right across the street from there.
Is that right next to the overhead doors?
Very close. Overhead doors just the other way, right? Yeah, very close.
Just up about 100 feet.
Yeah, that's where the property was split.
Yeah, you go over to smoke. It's next to the split one from the overhead.
Don't mind my notes. Those are the tax map info that Jim has sent out for the other side.
So, there's two parcels here? There's two parcels.
There's two parcels, but the sales center has included both of those parcels.
Peter, with baseline experience, is that a problem?
What's that?
Because he's got two parcels with one site plan? Shouldn't there be like an administrative job that makes these two parcels one?
Is he purchasing?
No, what I'm saying is when he's using the property, there's two parcels in on one site plan.
Yeah.
Should we recommend that these two parcels become one?
Not necessarily.
They both
have a lease agreement on parcel A and a second one on parcel B, and put the two of them equal to B into the business.
Okay, so it's okay. So what you're stating is that even though there's two parcels, having a site plan on both parcels is okay?
It would be. What would be a difficulty is if he did not have access to the second one and decided it was taken. That would be a problem.
Okay.
I believe you stated that what is shown on the drawing that you see tonight are existing homes.
That those were models that were left there by the previous ownership of the previous dealership.
You're not proposing to place some of your.
I'm proposing. You should have a map on your packet, which is what we propose for display. Our model, the homes in front that we have drawn on that would be modular displays, which are typical modular display. We are doing a footing basically on the ground with dry stack blocks so that they have the appearance of foundations on our displays in the front here.
But they're still on the frames.
Modulars do not stay on the frame. Actually, the way we set our displays, we bring a crane in, we remove them from the carriers, they go onto the dry stack foundations that we have.
Okay, so you are setting them on the foundations.
The three in front. The three in the back are double wides, and those do have the frames integrated into their structure. So those would have frames that stay there, yes. Same thing with anything that's a single one.
So that dry stack, you're putting in footings, you're talking about?
We're putting in a 6-inch footing on the ground.
Floating.
It's just a floating footing. And again, these are homes that eventually come and go based on if we deem that we have a new layout or something that we want to show. We typically are not going to be changing those out. You're looking at $10,000 to $20,000 just going to change out a model. So we're not looking to do that with any kind of frequency.
There's no water septic or anything?
No water septic to any models. The only place it would be water or in sewer would be to the office itself.
And so are you able to show us, or will you be able to indicate on the next revision of the drawing where the water and sewer is currently?
Water and sewer currently are in that general vicinity of where we have drawn the office on our drawing.
Sure. And we use the term septic.
Yeah, there is to be the septic system there somewhere on the property which has to be located. We anticipate all of that would take place during the construction of that. It has to be permitted. Codes officers going to have to do several inspections there. What we would be putting in for the office would involve footings, 4-foot cross wall footings in the ground, same thing with the garage. It all has to have multiple inspections.
The water and septic to the office only, no water nor septic to any of the other displays?
No, absolutely not.
But on your site plan map that you present to us.
You're talking what I hand out tonight?
No.
Not this one.
No. All right, so what we have tonight, Ben, this is very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is what's presently there, right? So this is not going to be there when you. This isn't what
the homes that are drawn in there now.
Follow me. This isn't what you're proposing.
No.
This is what he's
proposing. What
was this is what you're proposing.
This is the proposal.
Okay. But this that you're proposing needs to look much more like this.
That's not what I was told.
For us.
Jim Martin told me that was not necessary.
The site plan?
It was not necessary to have it done by a professional engineer, is what I was told. So
okay.
We did the other one initially based on input from Jim Martin,
right.
And I had made a contact with the engineer that you see there, the surveyor that you see there.
Right.
And they basically went out and surveyed what was there. I did not have official meetings with them.
So let me finish. I'm not saying you have to have a survey. What I'm saying is this needs to have more of what's on this for us. Okay, so like right now you have parking drawn, but the parking isn't attached to Route 9. Route 9 is shown on the map. All right, we all know it exists, but it needs to be on the map that we approve for a site plan. Okay, we need to know where that sewer is, where that septic is. All right, setbacks you have on here,
So the chalet mod shows a 15-foot setback. We need to see the setback over on the single wide, which is there. I'm sure we just need to see those numbers.
These are not permanent structures.
No, the uses, right? So I guess the point is, I'm not trying to be argumentative, but you have a parking lot that's not attached to the road after this map. We have to see where the ingress and egress is. All right, we have to see where you're locating.
Sorry, all that stays is parking area.
You also have to show us where you're locating a sign. These are
signs. The sign is located right on the map that I handed you tonight. The existing sign is what we plan on using. See, I'm getting a whole different story here tonight than what I was led to believe. And my business is such that if I don't have this up and running in a few months, I lose the whole year. So this whole project is something that I should abandon at this point. This was an existing business which we are taking over to operate exactly the way that operated. So I don't understand why we're getting into all of these things that I was told I did not need, that now you're telling me I need.
Mr. Bush, I think I'll try to interject for a second and apologize that Jim wasn't here tonight to be able to help with some of the pieces that he had been working with me on prior to this. So one of the things that you should know is that we as a board have changed a lot of what we do and how we do it up and down the Blue Man Corridor because of the way that this site has operated previously. So we're trying to make sure, for your perspective, that you don't run into any of those troubles and that you don't have any of the shortcomings that we've experienced as a result of that, too. So this site that you, or the site map that you presented, is one that, you know, we as a board will be looking to help make some amendments to as well, in terms of ingress, egress, landscaping, and that's part of what we're starting to try to take you through a little bit tonight, in terms of the overall process.
So you're telling me this process is going to be multiple months, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I am telling you that straight up. So, but I can try to give you a little bit of a perspective of how many months it might take. If we were to take the drawing that you would help us start tonight and then add in some of the things that John was suggesting, for example.
They're here. You don't have to add them in. They're already here on this map.
So why was I told that this would be a meeting and then there would be a town board meeting in December and then we would be able to basically... I have homes on order for this sales center and everything because this was an existing sales center which we were going to operate basically cleaning the place up. The same exact business that's there. And you're making it sound like I'm coming in with some kind of manufacturing facility. That's not the case. The parking has been there for 20-some-odd years. It's the same exact site. You're basically taking away this whole coming year for me to run this business. I cannot make this project work and give away all of that business for this coming year and actually pay. It's going to be $150,000 that I have to put into this site to make this thing presentable and work.
And as a board,
so you're basically saying to me that next year's business is not something I can count on.
Are you going to listen or are you going to just...
I'm prepared to listen at this point.
Okay. So as a board, with all due respect to your process, the process that we would typically follow in this case is have a dialogue around some of the things that we would need to see on the site drawing in order for it to advance. In terms of details like John was starting to mention, as well as then once the board felt it had a level of information that it could move forward, then we would schedule a public hearing.
So I basically was told, just to reiterate, from Jim Martin, who is apparently the planning administrator, that I did not need to even have the drawing I handed you tonight, that I only needed to present the other drawing. The items that he asked to put on that drawing are on that drawing. The fact that I gave you the other map tonight somehow has made the first drawing that we did something that's no longer acceptable. So I was told that what I provided for you tonight, which obviously I had to pay for, I did not need.
So at the behest of the rest of the board, please allow me to read to you some of the notes that Mr. Martin had worked up for us This is his site plan review. There's a copy of this that will be available to you if you stop by the town.
I have a copy of that.
Do you do?
Yes.
The one that talks about neighboring uses should be discussed, that the surveyor name and date of the survey is not indicated, that the setback requirements for C1 district should be confirmed, that the parking is schematically shown but the level of parking demand should be discussed and confirmed, that the applicant has indicated no change in the amount of impervious area that the drainage of the site should be discussed, that there appears to be no practical need for fencing given the use of adjoining lots, that the provision...
I went through all of that. So as you talk about drainage, there is no drainage there on that highway. There are no ditches. I don't understand how I would actually even address that.
No, site drainage.
So again, it's a flat piece of land. I'm not sure how where I would drain anything to. Everything adjoining is flat. It's a flat road with everything that touches it flat.
One of the key obstacles that we've had with the site is the way that vehicles move on and off the site, as well as deliveries and that sort of thing. So one of the things that Mr. Martin had discussed, 2 points, items 10 and 11, was internal vehicular and pedestrian circulation, that it wasn't specified, and that we need to provide for a safe interaction between moving vehicles and pedestrians. And the second one, item 11, was the design for parking needs to be discussed such that we can ensure that the parking location, the volume of space, and the spaces and the movement of vehicles and pedestrians is optimal. So these are some of the things that John was pointing out as well.
So if I could add to this, what I was trying to do is this
is an exterior canary, yes. Is that something that we're supposed to think that has to be addressed? I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, it says the desire for parking is where, yes, but it's compliant. So
how would we interpret that as that's being sent to us to go over?
How many parking spaces do you have?
We're talking about 3, maybe 4 customers a day in a 10-to-5 time frame. I need 2 parking spaces.
There's a parking in there for approximately 40.
Peter, what is the code requirement? Did you, you had your code book. I didn't know if you had a chance to reference how many parking spaces were required for.
Well, this would be an office, and it's not an old abundant thing. A great deal isn't. I did not look it up, but there's not going to be that many. That site down there, there's more than adequate to accommodate.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Now, when everybody's getting all in the dinner room, and we can accommodate this applicant if he does his homework correctly, and if the board decides to do it, you can schedule a public hearing if you decide to have it for next month. You can, as long as this applicant is able to provide the information that's necessary prior to the closing date for next month's meeting. After that, you can have a public hearing. And if everything works out right, then complete your secret. It should not be a problem because it's an existing site already used for the same function, and I don't think trying to prove butterflies moved in, so we don't have to worry about that. And then you can close that out, complete that, and you could grant approval if everything is done. Applicant does not do his homework correctly, he goes back to see another one.
So it's possible.
So we fill out a secret form, just to be clear. To be clear, for me to do my homework, I have to have proper instructions. I was not given that because I had this gentleman do the survey. If I would have known that what we had drawn had to be on that survey map, then I could have driven to his office. I contacted this town way ahead.
Sir,
of
I can interrupt just
yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. And please, let me just get through this. I've already specifically said there's no need for another survey. The survey that you have here is adequate. Okay. It gives us an idea and it gives us a drawing. What I started to do with you is go through and let you know what you would need to have on this so that we can move forward. It didn't require a survey. It just requires that you take this map, okay, and eliminate what's here that's not going to be here, okay, and this same style of map, and then go through and put your parking in. You can work with the existing parking. It already shows on this map where the signposts are, right? We need to know how the traffic's going to flow inside the area, okay? Because in as much as I know it's an existing thing, you are moving stuff around on it, and I have never been on the site. The only actual ability I have to judge the efficacy is by looking at this map. If we can get those things on the map, which is what
I really don't understand your whole traffic flow thing, because it shows on the what the surveyor drew, the entrance into the property. And it's all one big gravel parking area. So I'm not really sure what you want me to put on a map to show how cars are going to go in now. I'm not really understanding what you're asking for.
All right. So I guess here's my thing. I can't have two maps I'm working on. This map shows me where the parking lot is and how you get into the parking lot from the road. This map shows me a rectangle that says parking.
I understand that you're not so happy with that map.
It's not a map.
I will go to the surveyor and have that planted onto, have you plant that onto his.
I don't need you to go and be a surveyor. I'm just saying, give me a detailed map, all right, that shows me these things that we're telling you that we need, so next month we can schedule your public hearing and we can proceed with this process.
So can I use this map and just...
Use that map, get rid of the stuff that's not going to be there, put in the stuff that's going to be there.
That's fine.
All right.
So
what we've already handed this year, we would love to have you in our time. That's why we're trying to work with you right now. We can get the information we need so that we can then open a public hearing next month and move ahead and not have something. We're trying to keep something from popping up at the public hearing that goes, oh, crap, now we got to schedule another month. We don't want to do that. We want to get you approved as quickly as we can, but we have to do these things.
What else do you need on this map?
Do you have all the names of the speakers on the tape?
Yeah, we probably need to get...
So that home that you have on the cover, I have ordered to arrive in the middle of January. I have to move that now
If anybody told you that you were going to come tonight and get approval tonight...
Nobody said that.
Or next month, okay...
So
we could possibly do it next month if we're good and everything's good here.
So who do I have that I communicate with that I go and do what you ask for, send it to you, and you have it?
It would have to be turned into the things that you need to have on it.
Who am I dealing?
Turned into Jim Martin 2 weeks.
Who's here 2 days? We see 2 days a week, 3 hours each of those days.
Correct.
So I will come up here physically and hand him whatever. But then I need to have communication back that this is what you need.
We have to have the stuff back 2 weeks before the next meeting.
Which
is December 3rd.
December 3rd?
Yes. It's not that much. It's really not a big deal.
I can tell you, I'm very upset because I was misrepresented about this whole thing. I'm very upset. I don't think you understand. My wife and I, we work very hard. We've been 40 years in this business. We're passionate about what we do. We're very proud people. We're very proud of everything that we do. And I feel that this board, not the board, this town, as I asked multiple times everything that you need, and what will we be looking at? To be perfectly honest with you, I've taken over another dealership north of Syracuse that did not require going to a board. I was totally taken aback that somehow here's an existing business. Homes are still there. If the existing office would have remained there, I could have just gone in the office and hung my sign out there. Okay. So I'm not understanding why there's so much...
But so you can understand this. If you had come in tonight and everything was perfect on this map...
Which I was not told I needed.
All right, but if you had, we would still be scheduling a public hearing for next month. What I'm telling you is the schedule's still the same. But if you had...
If you're saying December 3rd, 2 weeks is...
Okay.
The 2 weeks from the 3rd is today.
The 3rd is 2 weeks from the next meeting.
No.
The 3rd is the deadline.
2 weeks before. The 3rd is when we meet.
2 weeks before. No, we meet on December 17th. So
okay,
2 weeks before that we need this. It's not going to require a survey. All it requires is that what's on this map that shows the ingress, egress, the driveways, the flow, and then present where you're going to put homes on. All right. So what we're trying to do is establish a site plan. What's the site officially going to be?
That's right.
Okay. okay? So if we can get that by December 3rd, we can proceed ahead. We can schedule a public hearing. We can always call it, and then if you're not ready, we just don't do it. We would like you to be ready. It's I don't know if you if somebody in the office gave you the impression that it could go faster than that, that's about as fast as we can do, and we try in this town to do that because we like you coming here with your business, to be honest.
Well, we were definitely led to believe that in December a town meeting would be it and we would be able to proceed.
Well, the planning board meeting and it's a public hearing.
It could be.
Now if everything goes well with the public hearing, everything's there, and if there's one thing missing, we can't, you know, there's something that's not drawn on the map, we can put a contingency on that. But
well,
we
if I come here, if I come here next week, and I hand you what you've asked for, and somebody tells me it's what I've asked for, I don't want to be coming to a meeting and having somebody tell me I don't have what you need. When this was an existing business, and I'm operating the same business. Because I feel at that point, we're asking for things that's just basically harassment at this point.
Excuse me. Would it be able to answer? William Freitag.
He's the owner of the property.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Would it be possible to get a written list from...
Yes.
That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do right now. Is
give us a written list, and then yep. We'll have everything at, or appropriate for you at that time.
Yes. And that is part of our process. It's normal for an applicant to bring us stuff. It's rare that an applicant's map or what they offer is perfect to start with. Alright, so that's why they come in, we give them that, and then they get their public hearing. Okay? This is a normal process. It's not a long, lengthy process. It's 60 days. Okay, so...
Well, I was led to believe or thought that by bringing you something that a surveyor did, that I would enhance the presentation. Apparently, that's thrown a monkey wrench into the presentation. Because I was told that the handgun map was fine, and I believe all the measurements that were asked for are on that.
The second one is not throwing a monkey wrench into anything. If anything, it's helping us along because we can see what is there. The first map was throwing stuff on there, but it's not complete. And this is what we're trying to do, is get it there so that we can proceed. All right? We would like to.
Well, like we drive, if somebody sent me a list, or how are we handling it?
We're going to develop a list right now.
Yeah.
We're going to put it in the minutes, and then we're going to get you a copy of the minutes so that you know, in addition to the staff notes that Mr. Martin had prepared, anything else that you might need to have prepared for the December meeting.
I mean, as much as Mr. Martin is only present in the office 2 days a week, he does respond to emails. Okay, so if there are questions, you can shoot them back and forth, and by all means, every effort into getting all that stuff in by the 3rd, and we'll have you on. We'll schedule if you think you can do these things, get these things on the mat and be ready by December 3rd, we will schedule a public hearing for next month, which puts you in there.
Okay. Just what you're asking for is probably that up here. I think that's very doable. Is there anything else that you haven't mentioned yet that we need to?
I came up with a couple of quick things. I'd like on one map, I would like to have it presented where the ingress and egress is, the entries from on and off of Route 9. Okay?
Mr., is there one curb cut on that property, or is there an open curb cut for that property?
There's actually two. You mean for the entrances?
Yes.
There's two. There's one that sat directly in front of the office of the Monroe Emergency Squad, and there is one in front of the tree area that they use for tractor trailers.
Is that on the northern side?
The larger one is on the southern side.
Well, Mr. Freitag, I have another one shown on the far north corner.
Yeah, that's there. Yeah, it was kind of an unofficial one.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so we already have where our sign is. You've shown us where your office and your garage are going to be, and of course where you're going to site the display models. We would like to know where the septic is. I assume it's public water?
No, it's private water.
Okay, so we need to know where the well is.
Okay,
so we know we have separation between the septic and the well. And these aren't things that you're responsible for. These are things that the property owner can tell you where they are.
Okay. My take on that, in all honesty, is I need to obtain a building permit for the office. Those are things that have to be inspected by the codes officer, the well, the septic. So we would not get a certificate of occupancy until all of those are done like they should be done. So I don't know why that would be part of this process.
It's part of our site plan. Because it's part of our code. This is what we're trying to do. We can get this, okay?
It's no problem providing that.
Yeah, I'm sure that you can cite it very quickly. Are you going to have, you're basically going to bring people in and park, and then they walk to the models, right?
I think if you're coming into our office, I would have sales personnel there that basically would take people.
So there's no travel, like driving lanes in around them or anything. So all we're dealing with is the traffic in the front of the office.
But this is not, it's not Rite Aid, it's not Walmart. This is three or four people a day that come to our place of business. They're parking their vehicle, they're coming into our office. We're then taking them out to show them houses.
Right.
But you hope we'll be fitting them in that.
Then you
actually, no.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't be able to take care of it.
On site,
by the 10 a day, I mean the light. Spaced out properly. Let's put it
yeah,
that
no, way. Same time.
On site lighting, okay. The sign is lit?
Yes, it has power to it.
I assume you'll have like lights like just on the entries of the module.
On that, there are lamp posts that are currently on the property showing them that one.
Okay, can we see them?
They're on it.
Yep.
So
okay, awesome.
Those are just going to stay.
So they're going to stay no matter where you'll be signing the law?
I am just staying, yes. I need an electrician to make sure everything is done properly and operable.
So will that be, where those three buildings are shown, is that basically going to be where you have the double wides park?
The double wides plan on being in the back row.
The back row where there's currently buildings set there, and then there'll be a single wide parallel to them behind that.
There would be one parallel behind there, and we would like to have one on the side there to the, as you look at that map, to the right of the office.
So this is, just so you know, this is like so close to what you already have here. So it won't take much to get that on there.
Yes, see if there's any drainage features on the property.
Any what?
Drainage features, dry wells, or anything.
There's nothing. There's nothing that ever existed. It's all glacial sand, and in fact, that's wet. It goes through.
It's all glacial sand.
And it presently pretty much flows back from Route 9 to the back lot. Right?
That's correct.
Curious, why do you have well water instead of municipal water instead of the water is?
I was going to do the divorce.
Sorry.
Alright.
The other
major problem that we have had in the past on Route 9 is vehicles backing into, not being able to come into a tractor trailer or a large vehicle coming in, and we need to make sure that the traffic can flow in and it is not backed into the property.
On this property, with the existing driveways, there's absolutely no problem with the tractor-trailer pulling directly onto the property.
Yeah. And you've already said you're not going to be selling items and, like, putting them in a bag and hauling them out. Nobody's buying a trailer. You're basically selling it, and it comes from the factory directly to their site.
Directly to a home site. The only time anything would come here would be if we had a difficult site that would not allow for a factory drop that was in the vicinity.
Do you have a plan of where you're going to put them, if that
happens? There's actually quite a bit of space behind the second row.
So could you on the map just put a little designated area, this is where temporary structure parking or whatever for if it does happen. What that does is if somebody goes by your site 2 years from now and sees three modulars lined up there because bad weather or whatever, they don't call the town and go, hey, you know, are they supposed to have that? And they look at the site plan and go, huh, no, they're not. They'll be there, so you can just say, yeah, it's supposed to be there. That's perfect.
And they would be gone the following week.
Exactly. So,
can I ask a question? Would those have to be within the setbacks of the back, or if they're temporary?
If they're temporary, no, because they're not a structure, right? They're just parking there.
Just to reiterate, all the models technically are temporary. There is not a permanent structure.
Yeah, that's why we're not asking for, like, you know, side views of foundations or anything like that. The only one we were concerned with is I want to know where the septic and the water is for the office. That's it. And that should be easy enough to find.
Yeah, so you can already walk on the property.
Yeah, I don't even want to look at the septic. I'm going to assume that you want it to work, so I don't want to look at it. They'll take care of that. I just want to know where it is. That's it. I just want it on the map.
Actually, I'll be digging it up in a couple of days.
So you'll know exactly where
I know exactly where it is.
Okay.
I'm still concerned about the well. Is the well serving more than one unit? I mean, you get your home there. And
I have my home, and it's serving... would be serving the module on the dealership.
So, and the well's on a different piece of property?
It's on a different piece of property.
No setback, should you find out the setback?
I'm not sure we're getting water to a unit that needs water from a different piece of property.
Does that come from your property to the south?
Yes, always has.
I would almost think that a separate business like that should have a separate source of water.
Well, if we were car washing, I'd agree with you, but the amount of water that we're going to be using out of that facility is going to be a fair amount.
Well, and I understand that, but you can't take water from your neighbor.
Yeah, he owns it.
But
he owns
it. I understand that it's property. It's different pieces of property. And it's already serving one your home, and it's serving your garage out back, am I correct?
There? No.
Just your home.
Just my home.
So it's serving your home.
And it's just me living there.
What source of water is serving one home and now another home?
No, it's technically, it's an office.
Yeah, it's
well,
not a home,
but still. Right, it's an office. So, you still got to have water.
Just toilets and sink.
I'm not sure you can mess with a CO like that, getting water from one parcel to a different parcel.
So if there's village water, there's
the same ownership.
Both parties, yes.
The same ownership, so you would be able to, where it would never run into trouble. Is if the owner of these parcels sold one of them,
right,
it could make well.
Yeah. Right. So
this
what?
One is going to triple up.
So this is very much like an existing business without a water source.
Yeah. Actually, no, the properties are going into a trust down the road.
Well, you could.
About 6 months down the road, and that occurs, everything's going to be in one.
Yeah. I think that would really be a building department question for you to be able to see.
Well, that's what we're trying to see.
Yeah, but I'm saying on the site plan, we're allowing a business to open up using somebody else's water. I'm not sure if that's correct.
Because of all that.
It's similar. It would be similar to getting water from a public water line.
But technically, he's not. Technically, he's getting water from the property owner that he's leasing the property from.
Yes.
Regardless of where the well happens to be located, if it's on a property that he isn't leasing or not, it's still the same property owner.
I'm not sure I agree with that, but my opinion.
Well, no.
The rest of the board can proceed as they'd like.
I can get your concern. We wouldn't want a business owner to be left without water, but I would say that that's between the business owner and his leasee. If he decides to sell the property next door and that's going to leave his leasee without water, then his leasee may have something he wants to talk to him about. All
right. Right, in the lease it says that I'm supposed to provide him water.
Right, and so, I mean, that's...
all circumstances.
That's my main concern with wanting to know where the water and the sewer are, is to just make sure there's separation between the well and the septic. To make sure there, and if I will say this, on your map, you'll have adjacent property owners. You just, you know, show a line and write who it is. If your water source is a well on that parcel, we need to see that and your septic to make sure you have separation from the septic and the water. Not for your safety, that's your problem,
no,
your property, but just so we know that we're not paying a business to use water that's right next to a septic.
Yep.
Okay? And you, once again, that's something you know where it is, so you can just show them. And Mr. Martin was right to tell you it does not have to be. We constantly tell people, please, it doesn't have to be a surveyed map. You don't have to hire an engineer to do this. We just need to make sure we have all this stuff on it so that we can look at it and say, okay, we've gotten all these things that we need to have for safety and meeting our code requirements. Otherwise, I like the plan. It has a nice flow to it. The only major change from the previous is There's two extra single wides in that chalet modular, and I don't see them being any problem whatsoever. There's certainly lots of room for them. The model one you have in your brochure is beautiful. I see it as an improvement for sure.
One of the other items that Mr. Martin identified in his notes was that we should talk about any plans he might have for a waste receptacle. You have plans for a dumpster or anything like that?
We could be dumpster something.
We probably would have a. I think in my head, we're probably going to be doing a small receptacle like we would have for residents, basically. Typically, for the houses that we're setting at other locations, I usually call in a dumpster to that site, load it, have it taken away.
One of the other things that he asked us to talk about was what you might have planned for any landscaping.
Well, to first of all, clarify the dumpster, as we first go in there, we're setting six or seven houses that have all kinds of debris. I have to have a dumpster there to remove.
Not part of the site plan. That's part of your setup. That's temporary. So
don't
worry about it. You don't have to worry. If it's just a little residence garbage can, don't worry about putting it on there. So
the site has a certain amount of landscaping, but with the new office, that's all going to get altered. I have a full load of money to spend here to get this project underway. I can't tell you tonight I can spend $10,000 on landscaping. What I can tell you is I have a long-standing relationship with Grasshopper Gardens, who basically landscapes. I've done 60 houses in a community called Shelley Park, which is in the town of Northumberland. If you are familiar with that, you drive through that. That's who we are. We've done the last 60 houses in there. So I like things to be pristine and something that I can be proud of and everybody here can be proud of. So would I have plans for landscaping? I certainly would. Can I tell you I'm going to spend $10,000 on landscaping when I first get started there? More than likely I can now. There are already sidewalks there. Several of the model areas there, we plan on expanding the sidewalking to the whole thing there if we can. Then landscaping would obviously go between sidewalks and houses typically. So yes, we would have plans to do landscaping down the road, but that's not part of what I'm proposing initially.
Yeah, just one of the issues that we've had on Rob and I, people represent something to us, and that's fine, but then after a short period of time after they present what they're actually going to do, they add additional things.
I certainly understand that.
And that's been an issue that we've had on Route 9. So if you choose to expand on that property, please just don't go ahead and do it.
No, I certainly understand that.
If we've had that,
what I'm saying is we're not somebody off the street.
What people have said to us, they've done it, and they've done additional things that were not discussed, or that people change.
Why do we do two sales centers, and those are strong?
That's fine. What we've experienced on Route 9, we get a lot of things going once, and then things get changed fairly quickly. And so we're very concerned on what people say and what they actually do.
What I'm trying to actually, the point I'm not getting across, but I'm trying to get across, we have evidence of who we are, what we set up for a sale center. That's not going to vary from our.
We've had evidence that people say exactly what you say and do other things too. So that
I really ought to respond to that.
So if I may, we have a list. You've been writing it down. Do you have any? Does anybody else have anything else they'd like to add or you think needs to be on that map for December?
I'm just doing one last look at it in the summary notes.
Do you have any concerns or any question as to what we're asking for or what can or should or shouldn't be on the map and all to make sure we've got all of our I's dotted and T's crossed for next month?
So the parking is our, if I use this, I don't have to really address the parking.
I like this map. That's why I wanted to tell you, don't, no, you
brought the right thing.
So it was like we put on charges on your scale.
Yeah, and we can just show the changes you're going to make on the current plan, right, and then the few additions we added, like where the septic is.
The septic.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Otherwise, it's fine. It's perfect just the way it is. In fact, it has a lot of stuff on it that a lot of them don't have. It shows the lighting and all. You're going to stay with the existing sign as it stands?
That would be the plan initially. Yeah. If we're going to do other signs, we absolutely would come for a permit.
Excellent.
As far as the landscaping goes to the south of the property, is the tree area, that lawn underneath. There's already three existing shrubs and bushes in the front.
Yes.
Yeah, if you wish to request a few more, you know, that's logical. But
no, it's nice to have it on the plan so you know what everybody's working with. But it's not, no. I mean, I'm okay with it. What's there actually goes pretty nice along with that itself, to my opinion. All I see is driving by, but from what I've seen, so.
Do you actually want to show some plantings on your map?
Well, that's what I would.
If they're there and they're going to stay, if they're ones that aren't going to be disturbed, yeah, just show that they're there. I mean, we have a thing in the code or desire, at least from the planning department, that there be, you know, things like berms along Route 9 corridor, berms along the road, and plantings in it and all. We don't push that really hard, okay? But if it's already there, by all means, just show, you just draw a circle and say this is such and such a plant.
There's existing planting beds out there. You can just insert a plant every 6 feet, 8 feet.
Exactly. Obviously, nothing that's tall blocks the view of what you're selling, but. I think we're good. I think we're going to have the public hearing. If we had those things by the 3rd of December, I don't see any reason why we couldn't. If that's me.
Or anything further?
One more. Peter, do you need to have a crane come in?
I have to have a crane come in to set them up, yeah.
So we have our list. Is it a complete list, Mr. Cameron?
Let me read back to you what I have. That we need to have septic, and sounds like water is coming from the neighboring site for the office. I'd like to see that cited. That we need to see the connection of parking as well as ingress and egress from Route 9. The board confirmed with Mr. Freetag's help that we currently have 3 points of ingress and egress, I think, from Route 9.
Correct. With parking, do we want to see parking delineated? Or you don't really need to, right? I mean, it's
currently it's a stone lot.
When I say delineated, I don't want you to take lines on the graph.
More
on the paper, but show that they're there.
Given the nature of the business and the relatively low
traffic,
I think it's more than that.
That's fine with me. I was just talking about lines on a piece of paper. So.
Mr. Bushy indicated that they plan to use existing sidewalks to a large degree, so if it's at all possible, I mean, I have to relocate them because of, I don't believe that I will have to, the displays that are there.
They need to be delineated on the map.
They are on this other map. Okay.
That the location of the displays, as well as the potential location of any units that would be drop shipped, would need to be identified on the drawing.
Store.
On-site lighting would need to be identified. So some of the lampposts are already showing. If there's any changes or additions or deletions, we just need to see that. I think it would be helpful if you could give us a sense of how your utility routings might be made between the units. So I don't know if they're fed from a main panel from the office.
Fed from there's a 200 amp panel shown on that survey map. So all the power would be.
That'll be behind the corner of the office there.
Yeah, from that main panel. So we're feeding power into the office. I'm not an electrician.
Right. But that's where power is starting, and bringing in a skilled electrician that basically will.
It's off that underground, right? Conduit underground to the.
But we're not leaving anything that's between homes. That would all be in conduit.
Right.
Between homes.
Okay, so
underneath homes does not need to be.
No, but I mean, is it going to be underground in the conduit or just laying on the top of the ground in the conduit? Or?
I mean, personally, I would prefer to have it underground so that you're not right. looking at it.
Right.
I don't like to see stuff that I don't know.
But it's dependent on if it's okay to do that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, again, I'm not an electrician.
Right.
If he's telling me that that's not an issue, I know at our other facility we do have it on the ground. We have multiple 100 amp boxes on the property.
Right.
So I have to find out from him what we're going to need
right.
to basically energize, I think there's seven or eight mods. So we're looking to have all eight with the ability to have a switch switched on and then switched off as far as the plane.
Well, I think what we're trying to say, if those boxes need to be, anything that's going to be on the property, we need to know where it's going to be.
Well, no, my concern was, the main question was, the nice thing about this one is if you ever had a fire on site, they could kill the power of the units with that one panel at the office.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, they're not residences, so if they had any concern, they also don't have to stop the fire. They can just say it's too much of a threat. But this year, they would actually kill the power at that power meter and know that the other units are dead so that they have a fire in one of them for some reason. So I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just wanted to ask on that.
The only other item was just a general one to refer to Mr. Martin's notes dated 11/13/18 or any other.
Mm-hmm.
Any other items? Or did you have anything further?
Yes. This show how the trucks will come on the property. It sounds simple, but it is. Because but to show where the trucks are going to, how the trucks are going to come into the property.
Do you want to do the same map?
Yes.
Do you want to identify the truck? Do you want to see crane access
yes.
on there too?
Yeah, well, just so that we know that the nothing's back into the property.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so much room, we'll never have to do that.
But it's
good to be able to put a couple arrows on there so that you do have that much room to be able to pull the truck in and out.
And I misstated the fact that you want to reuse the existing sign location.
We mentioned the backing in because one of the businesses, two businesses up from you, backs a tractor trailer up, stops traffic on Route 9 to take deliveries, even after telling us they would never do that. And they do it on a regular basis. And they seem to pick really crappy times to do it, too.
Yeah.
So, as Mr. Friedak, I'm sure, has seen.
And beat a lot of our houses at the sites, and believe me, we're not looking to be standing on the road. That's not something that we're looking to do.
With that southern entrance, there will be zero issue with a tractor trailer.
Yeah.
Or anything else on your items that you'd like to see for next time? What else would you like to do with this application?
Because this is an existing use, we don't want to go to the county with this review of here and that, right?
I've already been in the county's already contacted me as far as their plans were meeting. That was last Thursday or Friday.
Okay. Did they actually get that front of the meeting or did they just handle it in office?
He basically was.
We already have that. Great, I'm sorry, you're right. We already have that on here.
So I'm going to read it into the record. I don't know if everybody has that,
yep.
But there was a response from November 19, 2018, for the subject of equal home sales from Sarasota County Planning. And the comment was that one of the two principal comments made by me was the Saratoga County Planning Board in discussion of the site plan was the call for an enhanced appearance of the business along New York State Route 9, particularly as this exit 17 area will now be seen as an entryway into the town of Moreau and a market area for future development. In the same vein, the board made note that the site plan provided to the town planning board was deficient in meeting the town zoning ordinances, contents of preliminary site plan application. We covered that. we recommend that the town have on file a professionally designed site plan that would reflect the zoning requirements, which he then attached, and that had been met by prior commercial applicants before the planning board, in effect creating an official siting plan of homes. So the reference that was to our code, which was 149-37, which is titled Contents of a Preliminary Site Plan Application.
Which is what we're doing tonight.
Correct.
Make sure we get the office in there.
Right.
Everyone happy? I move that we schedule a public hearing for peaceful living home sales site plan review for the third Monday in January and so in December at 7:11.
I have a motion by Peter to schedule a public hearing for the peaceful living home sales application for 12/17/18 at 7:01. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by John. Not too controversial. All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? I shall concur. How, board, would you like to handle the motion of declaring yourself lead agent?
Are there any involved
agents? Well, that curb cut's already from DOT that we're not going to touch.
We're not
going to
keep the nation.
We've got.
DOT involved?
No, I don't know.
No. Did you see? No.
That goes there.
Yeah. I'm mistaken.
Did you see? Is that right? No. No.
So, just for clarity on this whole water issue with the well, is the village water something that can be hooked up to there if it were necessary?
Yeah,
no, village could not. But the town water.
We're
in the town of the road, not in the village.
So if there's something.
Break that around, right?
Yeah, if for some reason you come back to us next time and you find that there's not enough separation between the well and the septic,
we will automatically.
You can automatically do that. Or yeah, because he almost have to. I don't think he's not allowed to punch a hole there, is he?
You just go to the town water department, apply for the fee. It's like a $2,500 fee to get that slide across.
It's a little more than that.
It's on the other side of the road? It's on the other side of the road.
Of course.
Of course. I was just thinking the same thing you just said. Of course it is.
But we're going to have the septic on this side of the road.
Yeah. Well, okay. There you go. Comes out through, be right there.
Just so that.
For your one bathroom in the office.
Well, two.
Just
for clarity, as we talk about this public hearing, is that the last step here, or is there something beyond that?
If you have all of this stuff on the map, we have a public hearing, the public obviously.
All that stuff would have been on the map the first time.
Well, but it wouldn't have mattered. What I was trying to explain to you is it really wouldn't have mattered. We still would have planned a public
hearing
next month.
I
so we'll have that.
The public
comes and speaks, unless for some reason somebody brings up a subject we have no idea why. You know, we should be fine. If everything's there, everything's good, there are no surprises, I don't see any reason why not.
The one other item that sometimes this board likes to do, which I'm going to bring it up so that there's not any other items that might be left, is whether we want to see a fire referral.
I was going to say that, except
sometimes the board likes to refer to the fire department, so for purposes of ingress and egress and access to a fire, whether they could have free, easy access to help put out a fire in the event that one should happen.
Is that something we do before that meeting?
Well, I'm asking the board whether they want to refer to the fire department.
They could. It's just a matter of...
I see no reason why we shouldn't. You know, you can make a quick call, but
I don't see the way that's set up. There's easy access behind one row in front of the other.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. Just a quick phone call to the fire.
Yeah,
if I just bring it up and we got here next month, you'd be really upset if we said, geez, we didn't refer to the fire.
Well, then my
point that I'm trying to make is that when you're told one thing, I think that you've crossed all your T's and dotted all your I's, and then you
you get there and then it's not the case.
I feel bad that you may have been a little bit misinformed if that were the case, but as a board, what you should hopefully know is we're trying to help you get there. So our intent is to get you all the information that you might need lined up and start the process so that you can get to where you want to be in the time to be able to be there. Because like John had said, this is a nice addition to the town on our Route 9 corridor, so we're trying to help you be successful. The board, I have a public hearing set. We are going to handle the agency ourselves. County's already set. We're going to make a phone call to the fire, or at least Jim will, and went through our list of other items.
If fire department wants to say something, they should send us a dated and signed letter.
Correct, just like the previous
letter. Right.
Yeah.
Just a phone call or email.
We need a letter signed and dated either way.
Right.
Got it. Turn about is fair play and insurance and bushes. Is there anything else that we can do with that?
Thank you.
Okay. See you in December.
Gentlemen,
thank you.
Nice holiday. Additionally, we assume that rather than remain parked in front of the building at these times, parents will be leaving their vehicle to enter into the school for direct contact. It is therefore that the necessary number of parking spaces are clearly provided and marked to avoid conflict. The potential for conflicting vehicle movement is particularly of concern related to the two handicapped spots being located near the exit drive. It may not be feasible that these parking spaces are accessed by the runway drive movement from the eastern entry. Not about that. So, board will take that into consideration as well as part of the next review.
One of the things, if I could just clarify something, they hired a gentleman to do the site plan, which he did a good job on, but one of the issues is on ours, that was the one that's been approved for the other, and I assume it was the same one that you folks were approved for the union use at the hall, educational facility for the hall, is our drawing showed a handicap parking space next to the handicap ramp that's there. And it would be out of the area of entries. And that's kind of hard. We're working with this gentleman to get the drawing, but these are all the approved spaces for this license. You can see there's a handicap ramp there and identified handicap parking. We actually moved it to the other side. And I thought that probably what would be best is I met with Matt Reimer on Thursday or Friday, and we just discussed the application using the existing handicap ramp, and we can adjust the parking accordingly. And the reason why I want to bring that to your attention is on the drawing that was provided with regards to the building, there was a discussion of another egress, and the state of New York Department of Health said that they don't want that due to the change. So going back to the configuration we have actually fits what's realistically going to work with the parking coming in and out. Our office, we have spaces over there. We're doing 4 or 5 of them, so that are in time. Our equipment is actually behind the fence, which was agreed on with the town when we moved there. So, I mean, we have a ton of parking. That we actually have more than what they asked for on their drawing. They asked for 6. We already have that. And that's hard to clarify with the guy that's actually doing the drawing. So,
just so I'm clear of what you're talking about, you're talking about the two handicap spaces that they put on the southern entrance.
Yeah.
To eliminate them.
They're talking, you see, Sarasota County kind of come back with a concern that it's going to create a little bit of a bottleneck. For one thing, there's plenty of room there, even if they did to come in now, because we have such a wide egress and entrance. But also,
by scale, we have to go by scale. Okay. And that by scale is showing about 12 feet behind the spaces. I want to point out one thing, first of all.
That's right.
I'm not sure who drew this map, but the parking spaces they're delineating are 9 feet by 18 feet. Our code is 10 by 20.
They're all on
there. Exactly. You already have them there. So,
this parking was all set for the church. It was an extenuation of what you approved for
the
union.
The reason I bring that up is before I even read the county things, I saw these spaces, the handicap spaces, and I said, you know, just the way it was set up didn't work.
Plus, also, too, the handicap ramp that's there.
Yes.
It's what's going to be utilized, and there's plenty of room to use. It doesn't need to be there. We already have it. And if we have to put one on the other side, it's a non-issue. And we probably not want any parking right in front of there. It doesn't have to be. Also, remember, too, that that's the exit area for that. So, in theoretically, you would actually move away from the exit a little bit. So, what we didn't want to do right now is because of the young lady, the ladies are dealing with the Department of Health and we're working with Jim Brian, we can't just keep making these drawings all the time. And when you got away from what we actually have is your approved plan for parking and entrance and egress.
Right.
Prior. That's the plan. That one, we worked to get that. Everybody who's used it has used that. And I know you want to see it on the drawing, but we're trying to make it so that this gentleman, Miller, we finally get to the point of being able to do a drawing for issuance of building permit. We don't have to keep changing. They're dealing with the Department of Health.
So the Department of Health currently has the drawing that we were provided tonight, which is by Miller Design.
And then they made a change.
Or closer to this version of it than that.
But we're not, we don't want to change what you guys approved.
No. I was referring for clarity of record keeping.
He's going to go, that site plan that you have there, plus the fence, is what ultimately you have used. It works. It's been used for 20-something years. We're not asking to change it. If we got to tweak around a little with regards to handicap, it's fine. But I know this got ahead of me by people getting involved with it before they actually talk to me in the office and saying, no, you have to review this.
So, mind you, right?
Yeah.
If there was a concern from the county as far as traffic while children are leaving, going on, I wondered if it was possible, those spaces that are in front of the building, there at that, where that ramp is you're talking about. It would be possible to put a sidewalk in there.
What we're going to do, we're talking about this.
The architect said he wants to get rid of that. Right. What I'm talking about is right here. It would be possible for a sidewalk.
It's a stoned area right now. The whole thing is stoned. And it's walkable, plowable. There's no grass there. It's all stoned.
This is stoned here?
Everything is, yeah.
So then there's a curb, and then the spaces.
No, it's a big parking lot. This is wrong again.
There's no curb.
Right, so they park against, you can park against the building, we park against.
Alright, so I'll explain to you why I'm concerned. People are going to be meeting with small children.
Yeah.
Okay? I would be much happier if there was a sidewalk in front of those spaces so that people, even if it's just put parking blocks in and leave gravel in front of them, so the children are walking in front of those cars instead of people walking out past the cars and then behind them where people might be backing out.
Don't put
the sidewalk in. Just put in the curb stops further back so that the cars can't park right to the front of the gravel so they can walk in front of the cars instead of behind them.
And we discussed this, I discussed it with Rob on Friday, because we have the existing parking there that has never been used. But the parking lot has been stoned in so that what you're doing is a very easy fix. We can put a parking stop there, identify the sign. Come to the handicap accessible ramp. Put two signs up that says this, because that's a handicap accessible ramp. Driver, I'm not talking about that. That is a very workable one that's there with a canopy. Everything else is going to the main community room.
So, how many spaces are designated on
So, there's 10 along the building.
Yeah.
And then there's 5 along the B&H building.
Yeah.
And then there's 8 along, a total of 11 along the building.
Yes.
Plus one handicap park. Right.
And what they're doing is they're showing handicap parking in the proper space, which is the handicap accessible ramp.
Right.
And that has a handicap accessible door and everything else.
And that's where you want
to. It's existing.
Well, how many kids do you plan on having in there one time?
30.
30? They could be licensed for 30. And what about school buses coming in and out?
Okay, I'll tell you this. The school bus for South Plains Falls turns around in there. They're not supposed to, but he has no problem turning around in there several days a week. So they have one odd run. He comes in, he goes out, and it's never been a problem for the 6-8 years we've been there. They'll never have 30 there. Because there'll be transient. They've asked for 6 permanent parking spaces where we have 9, and the rest is transient. You know, dropping your child out there.
I find that difficult with 30 people, 30 students in there, and only having 6 parking spaces.
That's a plan. Somebody did not take into account the existing.
We shouldn't be looking at that.
Not with regards to parking. We have 28.
You're the applicant. Officially, this plan we're not looking at.
Right.
Okay. I can do that. See, I can do this. But it's a Woodburgers or Woodstone. So,
how many people are going to be parked in there one time?
We take the 5 for B&H. We take their 6 employees as 11. That leaves 7 to 18 transit plus room for coming by the door, because the entrance and egress out of there, it would come in on the north side and exit out the other side. So it has a flow of traffic. And the reason why that was the entrance and egress was designated in our original site plan when we came in, because of the traffic coming south.
So we have 15 parking spots for the day.
For transit, yeah. 15, okay. 18.
No, do you just
but they all come at the same time.
They don't.
Never. I mean, I've been running my own business for 5 years.
Okay, that's what I'm concerned about. All of a sudden, I don't want 30 people going out of there and only have 15.
I mean, there aren't
high. No, we have.
So what's the maximum we have at one time coming to pick up their kids?
One time
then a school bus coming in, and now we've got
that school bus like that.
Wait a second, there's a school bus just using the property to their.
Not bringing kids.
He's just hanging out there.
But is the school bus going to be picking and dropping here? There's going to be no students going to school or being dropped here.
Yeah.
So you're going to have all no preschool kids or anything like
that? Preschool kids.
Preschool.
All the school kids. Not before after school.
So nobody gets taken like preschool and gets there at noon? Or?
No.
Okay.
It's not on a bus route, per se. The school does do preschool now.
Right. That's not, is that what you have going on?
We do need a 6 weeks to 5 years old in part of
the. And the other kids going to school at 4 years old. So I want to make sure there's not a lot of traffic here and school buses going in and out.
No school buses will be coming.
Well, and it's probably safe to say that if the bus drops off at pre-K, it would be, that's half day right now for pre-K. So
right.
That would be like at noon when they probably wouldn't have a lot of parents picking up or dropping off.
Our policy is 4 or 9 o'clock. That's our policy. We don't do half days and we don't do late afternoons. So all the kids are going to be there. So a bus comes at 12 to drop off the child, if that was to happen, all the kids are going to be there that are supposed to be there. Because our policy is going to be, if you're bringing a child to our daycare, they have to be dropped off before 9 because we're going to schedule it. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I'm not sure if you know what I'm saying, is that your policy might be that, but the school policy might be the kids go from school till 9 to 11, so they might be coming in there at 11.
That's okay, because there's not going to be traffic there, because all the kids that are supposed to be there are going to be there before 9 o'clock.
No,
we're not doing
school.
I know,
I'm just saying.
Right.
I think what
she's saying
is they don't get to go back to the school. Right, there's no school. Right. There's no school. They're totally independent of the school.
But he was saying, what if? So I
didn't answer that. The minimum amount of traffic for our office is some of us not very germane day. I think it would be nice if we had to remove a piece of equipment that's in and out of there. It's really not
pretty
clear. We got a
lot of them.
Sure,
you guys are real quiet.
So my question is, can we on the map, I get back to you back to what the county asked, can you just show us where students are being entered and leaving, and basically they have the person that brings the child to have to park in one of the designated parking and then bring them into the building. Is that going to be a policy of yours?
There's only
going to
be one door
that's going to
be
closed. But they're going to be, the adult has, and an adult has to bring a child into
it. What we're foreseeing,
to make that simple to address your question, the transient parking would be in front of the building. We park over here where
sure.
There is our spaces, so if they as employees want to use up the spaces that are designated at face to the east, to the west, east
sure.
Excuse me. And they could say they could take their spaces here and have it be transient if they wanted.
That's fine. I just want to make that. That's the trying to make that clear.
They can, as they go to manage their own business, they might say, "Hey, we need to park over here." It doesn't matter to us anyway.
I'm not worried about your employees. I'm worried about how the students are being and how they're
right.
Getting the answer so that there's.
Well, remember, they asked for 6 permanent parking spaces where we have 10. So we could just say park over here and leave these spaces with that designated curb area to get out walking to the building because the entrance is going to be at the handicap spot.
So I think the key
that answers Saratoga County's question.
Yeah, and the key note then for the scribe there is that the transient parking would be those 10 spaces previously identified in August 2007 drawing, and that the folks would be distributed to the building, right? So they would be brought in and then they would be adult supervised brought out.
They have to do that because of that placement in the handicap parking. You gotta have it. You gotta have that in the same area.
Sure.
It
right.
It doesn't make any sense.
I guess this is one. I think what I'm suggesting is that we show on the map where the transient people are parking and A, how they're entering the building, so that we know that we've taken safety and concern of the pedestrians. That's all.
Yes, yeah, so if you want that in your notes for yours, it would be against the black building, would be the transient parking. They would have 10 plus 2, or 9 plus 2 after we do that, which would be 9 and 2 handicap. That is actually what's there now. And we would be willing to just put
it. So add down to the.
Yeah, so if we can get this approved tonight, it's going to, I'll tell you, this is going to become critical on time that we can walk away with approval. And I've been addressing this. We've sat in our office and addressed what we're doing because we're looking at making sure we have the proper spaces for snow removal. There's a lot of things that come in. We know this works. And the gentleman that did that,
we got past that. But all we're trying to do is make sure that the students and the adults are entering the building safely.
Right, and we want them on the building side, not the road side. And that this plan gives those people 10 and a whack.
And let's just note that.
Right. They won't even have to cross the parking lot.
And that's what we, and just so that
we're all, at least what I'm trying to, so that we know that we've done our diligence to create safety for your patrons.
So we're not going to dismiss all 30 students at one time?
Sorry?
We're not going to dismiss all 30 at one time?
It's just not that. People have that every two.
And also, I also want to point out, too, is that we're not as operational early as they are. So there's another thing. There's no B&H traffic really coming in that early. Our workers don't report there. So a lot of times that even at 8 o'clock, there might be only one vehicle in our spot. So we don't have, and we have almost nothing for traffic in the normal course of the business. We very, very seldom day delivery there except for UPS because most of our stuff goes to site. So we're not too concerned about that either. No, we have a lot of...
The only thing that I was asking, Ron, is that Mr. Martin give us the exact written special permit use that the ZBA approved.
We have a copy of that.
Yeah.
And they only address the entrance and egress because of the nature of the road.
So I'm talking about the ZBA.
Yeah, I know. We have got it. I'm looking for it.
I didn't see it in my paper.
Do you have a question, please?
Yep. I think his one of us to discuss the entrance.
Do you have a copy of it?
I know. I left staff notes in that room. That's going to be over
here. Do you have enough back on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, was it in one of the emails?
Let me read it in the record.
It's 25 minutes.
One other point of clarification for Trish. Trish, do you have Tabitha and George's names and address for the record?
Yes.
He just said there was a special permit approved.
Yes.
They
designated you the lead authority.
No, what I was suggesting that we get the actual ruling from the drawings. All the drawings, all that Jim said that the ZBA approved it. All I'm suggesting that we get the official ruling in our
records. So here, let's get this one. What was it in front of the ZBA for?
We asked for a change of use.
Okay.
And it's just, that's all that was.
Yes, but what did they agree to?
They agreed to you being designated as lead authority, which they have to. And then they make sure the other point I made was the entrance and egress. Which we have to
designate. So there's a special permit. Is to do what?
A special use permit for a daycare center.
The notice of decision was for a special use permit of appeal number 812 by the Town of Monroe Zoning Board of Appeals to Samantha Richardson, who was the applicant, for 195 Fort Edward Road, South Main Falls, New York, section block 50-2-68. The meeting date was October 24, 2018. It was approved with the following conditions. The ZBA is deferring lead agency status for the environmental assessment to the planning board.
Thank you. That's nice.
Access, number two, access into the site should be restricted to one way. Three, the exterior playground area is to be properly fenced.
Agreed. I guess I don't understand why the ZBA had to give a variance for a use for a daycare center.
No.
As far as I know,
no. They have to, in R1 district. It is a use by special permit.
Oh, okay.
There's no question about that.
I'm not sure it can be denied. That's why I'm asking.
They didn't.
No, they didn't.
Well, that's why I'm wondering. If it can't be denied, then why is there need for it?
Because that's
just an allowance.
Make sure it's reviewed.
You know, it's right now. It's in your code. That's why we're here. We're actually technically...
It's not set up for right
now.
No,
it's not that. Usually if it goes in front of the ZBA, it's because it doesn't fit with the code. But as far as I understand, there's no restriction on daycare aiming.
So, there's a whole list of uses that are by permit.
You're not allowed to put a daycare in a
meeting. No, R1's a special permit.
Okay.
Just to make sure that it gets looked at. There's just a set of ones that are in there just to make sure they get looked at. Just for safety concerns or whatever. There's a handful of things that are allowed, but they have to be looked at.
They have to be approved even though they're allowed.
Yeah. And this is one of them. Yeah.
Actually, I'm wrong because you can have that manufacturing zone too because you have one right down by the industrial park. So.
Is that right?
Kevin, would you be able to just give us a little bit of color behind the process that you're going through with the Department of Health for that permitting process? Like,
How does that work? Where are you at? What happens next? To be licensed as a daycare?
Well, my daughter and I are running the daycare, and we're putting together a plan to implement taking care of children 6 years old to 12 years old.
Right.
Six weeks to 5 years old, sorry.
Right.
The process we have to go through the state first.
Yeah.
It's the state and the county.
So we're together,
we're halfway there.
Right.
We're just taking baby steps because we need to push you guys to get us approved.
That's perfect. That's exactly where I was going. So does the, as part of the review process with the Department of Health, are they looking to receive something from this planning board that says...
As soon as you give us something, we can give it to them and it'll be good.
What else are you
going to... Wait a minute. When you folks are done, we present to Matt the building for that application with a drawing that is stamped that is going to be in compliance with the Department of Health. And that's how that works. So we have to get to the point where we can, because they're not going to set the building permit until it's gone through your approval process.
Right.
And we're ready. We've actually redrawn the bathroom. We have that because architect makes an important point. We have mechanicals where you want to put the building. The other thing is we get to the point where we can submit. So tomorrow, if we can walk out with approval, we're going to give him the revisions to the building that I've talked to that driver about. He'll turn around and issue a four building permit stamp drawing. That, he knows what he's doing. That'll be the plan to do the internal renovations so that they can
get approval. We can't get approval through the state until these changes are made.
What department or section of the state are you seeking approval from?
Who do you get a permit from?
From
a licensed daycare?
They're a licensed daycare. They're actually giving permission to move it to here. They're not starting from scratch. They're actually...
I run a in-home daycare right now. I run one of the...
And it's licensed through DOH.
So
you're running...
Yes.
So you're basically transferring your current license?
Well, no, not transferring. Because this daycare is in my name. This new daycare is going to be in my daughter's name. I'm going to be the director because I have a degree in education to run the daycare. She doesn't.
Oh. They actually license the facility also along with licensing the large house. So that's what we're trying to do with regards to getting the building permits so we can get the retrofit done on the building for them. And we're hoping that we don't have too much in
the building's sprinkler?
Doesn't need to. We did the research. Matt and I signed up. The egresses that are there are adequate enough for not sprinkler buildings. That was the first thing I thought. He was very helpful with that. He's been helpful. He's been helping us along. Because obviously it would have been so costly if it had gone well.
It wouldn't have worked. We wouldn't be here.
We have the egresses in place for this. There's all this.
So we have door in each room.
You have a plan and all that kind of stuff.
What's that?
You have an evacuation plan?
Yep.
Yeah, so we have to have that kind of state.
Yeah.
They won't give us a license until we have all that information.
Okay. So our electrician came in, took a look at upgrading to what's required because it was basically the carpentry and then we got a tenants in there.
Right.
Went through all the signage that's needed, everything that's there. So
one of the items that Jim had noted in his staff notes was that the capacity of the existing on-site septic in lieu of the proposed use should be discussed.
We're anticipating no issue because it used to get a lot more use than it has, and obviously that would be borne on the landlord if it was, but we have well water, so there's a testing procedure. We actually got tested by O'Brien here on the for the contaminants that exist in Merle. We got a clean bill of health from them last year at this time, and they'll just do a basic water test for bacteria and others. But so we know that the state will be happy with the water strips. I mean, we have friendly water there. We don't drink it, but it's water that is legally can be drink because we've had it tested.
Have you done anything with signage or lighting?
The lighting is in place. It just, we don't use the building, so it needs a little TLC. We actually went through the National Grid Lighting Upgrade Program that is offered to businesses so they can bid. You just need a little TLC. The handicap entrance will be, is not lit to code, but it will be. Obviously, we have to have all that because they have to sign off on the building with the electrical inspector. So there'll be additional lights put there.
How about your signage?
Okay, we have a sign that's been permitted, and they're just going to use the existing space if they choose to put a sign.
Do you have a problem with water lighting department? I don't know.
Just when we have a typical thought of in the spring. But we maintain it. We have quite a bit. We'll bring this up and keep it. And, ultimately, we probably pay it, but right now it works pretty well.
There's not the drainage is not a great man area. You know, we'll connect.
It's not
the wacky weather we've been having, you know, the ice and stuff like that.
Our only issue is in the spring. Yeah, you'll notice a sign there, yes. In the church that we allow people to work with the church, they had a sign there. They just use the existing service for the sign.
I thought what was here that
it's a proposal.
It was like a tip up sign, not a real sign. I didn't know that this was a sign there.
There was, they took it.
Oh, okay.
And the sign that we had now just got bumped over the window, it was just advertising the place.
Right, so you'll be going at the base that was there for the previous sign. Okay.
And the signage, you know, we just took it down because we had a little issue with the snowbanks. So there's a big parking space there, so they had it out. We're all smart enough to be careful pulling out of there, but we'll put the entrance and signs to that as part of the one they approved plans.
Because I'm asking, what do you do with snowbank?
It's going to get pushed in front of the fence area that is to the south of the property. And we actually have a berm that goes between the parking spaces and the road. So that the stuff in front of ours goes to the east, and then what's behind the fence gets pushed into the woods. So it's it takes a little thought process, and we're actually working to make sure that we'll be fine with it. But we always clear the whole parking lot, so we're used to doing that. Obviously, we can't guarantee, just like the aviation mall camp, that we can maintain all the spaces, because even last spring it gets tight, but it happens everywhere.
Well, you have room on that if you needed to.
Who was that?
If you needed to move.
We're running. It's just what happens like last year. It just piled up ridiculous. We don't want to get killed by the maniacs driving on that road, so we cut the bands back. Right. Actually, we have a problem if you have all over your town where the railroad tracks cross the road, they don't maintain those things. And you guys are really should be working with Canadian Pacific to cut the brush back on their railroad crossings. We do it at our place. It's highly illegal for us to trespass on their property. But we have to do it to create a site. And it's all over the town. If you
the county owns the railway now.
They just did it on the Bluebird Road.
And they just got to get out and be aware of doing it.
It's the county that's responsible for the site, not that they've given up the
right away. But they cut right up to it and then left it. So a few years ago, we had to go. As a matter of fact, my son moved out. It took almost a day's worth of work and you're trespassing on the grade there, but to the right of way, I don't know how many feet you got off the center line, but we'll work with all that. It's our own safety too. We all have to do
it. If you're right, then the person who calls
the county owns the right of way now.
Yeah, we're probably going to call and see about some signage and some other things. One of the gentlemen had mentioned about talking to the county about putting signs that your driveway there. I know you guys have been encouraging that in different places. So, good people to heads up.
That's county at planning, it's county road.
He said, you have to talk to the county about it.
Yeah.
The thing is that the county may own the railroad right away now, and the county maintenance crew may not have any idea that they're supposed to be doing anything with it. So, if you get a
money. We also actually talked to our supervisor.
Yeah, I'm going to take it upon myself to take a look at it. Let's get somebody over there. I don't know why they don't maintain them. They should just look.
They don't.
Where I live, I got a lot of them all myself.
So for the purposes of seeker, the town zoning board was kind enough to allow us to take a look at that. And in this case...
Is that surprising?
No. But in this case, Peter, I guess the question I had is, because there's licensure that's associated from DOH, do we have to do anything to require lead agency to react?
We have the bond agency. They have the authority to disapprove.
So they're not going to get an approval tonight? They're not going to get an approval tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. No.
This is part of I don't quite get it. Their approval and what they're looking at is going to be what we're going to do via the building, right? The ability to have what we have there now coming before you, they're situations. They want to see a completed project.
No, I think you misunderstand. So as part of now the site plan review process that we're in right now, we're going to also do the State Environmental Quality Review Act review. We're going to do CEQA review.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, part of what we have determined is, are there any other involved agencies part of that review? So we're going to vote to declare the agency status. You may remember in the previous application, there was no other agencies involved, so we were able to just take it upon ourselves. But in this case, we do have another involved agency, which is the Department of Health, and I think there are many others, that could say, well, no, for whatever reason, they would take issue with that. I don't think they will, but we still have to declare to them that we wish to take lead agency status in order to conduct the seeker, I think.
But when no effect on the site plan, which is about to happen, okay, we have an existing site plan by that. By turning this over to the state, you're going to kill this project.
No,
they're running because they got a January 20th deadline for meeting requirements. The state is not going to address this until we've done the work on the building. We can't do the work on the building until we get a building permit issue. And the building permit issue, they are going to review the finished product. They don't have in a way to come in and say, okay, we're going to coach you through this. I have never heard them say that. They're not going to do it. We have to present to them a project that has been signed off on by drawing owner, exactly per the stamp plans that we're given. That plan gets developed by an expert in being able to do this, because supposedly Miller told me he knows what it means. And at that point in time, they'll come in and do their stamp of approval. If we can't get to the point of issuing a building permit, it kills the project.
Okay, now, I can understand your apoplexy, and we never tried to kill anyone, you just heard from last time. Now, in order to complete a seeker, which we have to do, we're required to complete a seeker, we need to notify involved agencies, which in this case we've identified as Department of Health. They will respond if the board feels that it is appropriate. They can schedule your public hearing for the next month, and we have everything back from any other problems. We look at a public hearing, use a site plan. We do not have to segregate preliminary and final approvals because we only have one approval. It can be completed in the next meeting, but we are mandated by our codes to do secret.
Well, right, and the only other thing to add to Peter's point is, if we decide that there needs to be a public hearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't.
Historically, we always have.
No, I understand you.
But still, you have to notify a valid agency, so you might as well.
Yeah, but by coming before the other board, that is that portion of the project.
One
of the
ZBA.
One of the ZBA.
But
ZBA
didn't do secret.
They'll let you do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they
defer seeker to us.
Because they don't like
it.
They had a public hearing. Right, they would have had a public hearing as part of that.
For the special use
permit.
Not
use
for the site plan.
But not for site plan.
Right.
But the site plan is the existing site plan. There's no changes to it. If you have another governing body that's looking at whether this building can be used, the site plan is the site plan. They're going to come in and say move a parking space. This is a plan that you have in place. I don't see how they can overrule the site plan that's in place. So what we're trying to do is to get to the point that Tom wrote an issue of building permit. Because we have to have this work done, and they have to have this project completed by January 20th. By going to December, you're going to kill it.
Okay, but just to be fair to us, okay, and I refrain from saying it to the last applicant, we got there with him, we just got to see this tonight, alright, we're not like 3 months in and dragging our feet on this. We have this project in front of us. You presented us with things, including the secret form that has to be done. That secret form requires that we notify all other agencies, which includes the Department of Health.
Right, then giving you lead agency status, the secret form was in for the October meeting. It's the same form, and they said you need to do another one for this meeting. And when I talked to Ms. Perez about that, I said, wow, that's something. because the seeker is copied. It's the same one with a different name on it. So we bought, since the meeting where this was approved for change of use, till now we've lost all of this time to get to the point of looking at something that exists. I knew this was going to happen because we had to go for the change of use first. That's what's exactly how this was explained. Then we come in here and review this site plan, which is the same site plan that we were approved with years ago, to get to the point that we can get started with the building.
Because, all right, for starters, in all fairness, this is not the exact same thing. That one is, right?
We're not going to.
That one is the one that we approved. That's not the one that we were asked to approve this evening.
Well, we were originally told we weren't even going to come into this.
Okay.
I was originally told that site plan review is not going to look at this project. And then one of the new things that's gone on is your new individual that is working on this says, no, we're going to follow the books because I can tell you that this stuff is not done here. So he said, oh, we're going to buy another month into this. But I wasn't going to go back and change what was handed in on the change of use, and then I have a problem where they looked at something different. We went back and said, this is our existing site plan. You know, I wouldn't be too good in here if they looked at something and approved it, said, pass it up to you, and then I give you another drawing. We are referring to the original site plan that's been in place. We're not looking for anything different, and the seeker was in. All I did is change who was looking for.
I'm not sure. Usually the back, we're right to the front here.
Okay.
I don't know if one of the judges are here. Do you see the cars here?
What's that?
One of the judges' cars are here.
Oh. Like that's for all their ass.
From the perspective of the site plan review, I guess I'm just trying to. I'm trying to determine whether there's any other opportunity for us to kind of move the seeker forward.
That's what I was surprised at. And why this is simple. We're not asking for any changes.
I know that's not the argument.
I know it's not. I hope you guys are stuck in business.
At this point, what we would typically do is we'd say, okay, we want to declare ourselves as lead agent for seeker. Are there any other holdings? Department of Transportation, like we did last time. Department of State, DDC, DOH. Well, yeah, the DOH is involved in this. So then we would submit to them and say, hey, we want to be the lead agent for seeker. You have any issue with that? And usually they'll write back and say, no, go ahead. But we have to do that as part of our.
And how dare say, how did you guys get stuck with that?
Bear with me for just one moment. We know DOH is involved in agency.
But it's a different.
With the licensing,
correct.
And the site. Are they an involved agency for site plan?
You're going exactly where I was trying to go.
I don't believe they are in my research, but I can't. We cannot go and know what's going on inside these people's head. I believe that Mr. Grimes has been working with a lot of DOAs, and it hasn't come up with whether they're going to oversee the lead agency for what comes out of site plan. He believes that they're going to be on the agency whether they can turn the key or not, not whether we have any issues with that. I agree. I mean, I did some reading.
I don't have the zoning administrator to consult with. So, I'm just looking for
people. One of the things that we discussed is
we'll look for history to consult.
I'm just going
to
go with history.
Well, one of the things we did discuss is on the site plan, how people really enter the building, and that all has to be done. And some reason we can't get this accomplished by next month. It's not going to happen tonight, I don't believe.
The issue that always comes back is that when they built that place, the exact thing that we have here with absolutely no changes other than you guys required us to identify some more parking on there, which we never used in the first place, to get through. I could go through the history of the Carpenters Union getting approved there and how that worked, and it's probably one of the most corrupt things I've ever seen. The idea is nothing has changed on this site through us being through here a few times. If I agree with the idea of putting the kids parking against the building, that's an easy fix for us. It's a non-issue. But we are beating a dead horse when it comes to this site plan and what was done before we took it. It took us forever to get through just moving in there, because whoever granted that use for that building that they're in was wrong and should have never been done. And we've been dealing with it. And but we got to trade down. Me and Mitch got to trade.
The previous use before that meeting was also not correct.
Well, they made it a learning. They did it as a learning center and all the other things that they were doing. So it was administrative offices. I mean, it's just that plan works. That plan is safe for what we're doing. Designating the lead authority to put it up to you first. There's no site plan review even needed for this.
Well, I'm looking at something else here. You said that the reason you had to go, and this is regardless, we're waiting for Peter to get back. You said the reason this had to go in front of the ZBA is it needed a special use permit for a daycare center in an R1.
Yeah.
Problem is, it's according to your review application, this isn't an R2.
Or R2.
And it needed, did it need a special use permit?
Yeah, I'll show it to you. I'll show you your own stuff.
Okay.
We got to do this.
It probably does.
This is how crazy this is. We have to get a special use designation to use that building as an office. It's an office.
Right.
Yeah,
That's not what it's used for before.
Yeah.
So any change of use throws it into that special use thing, probably.
Who are you looking for that?
It's R2 or whatever I wrote down.
Yeah, you have it as R2, and I think that's right. When you said R1, I was like, that's not science
right.
R1. Because R2, R1 is up the road where Skimmerman's thing is in Fort Everett and Blooper.
So we went through the steps there for change of use. We've been through that.
Right.
So they, and then when they designated you on the site plan, in a normal course of events, you probably would have never got the site plan review, but everybody's following, you know, what your laws are right now. Even Jim Miller, this is something that needs to be worked before site plan review. Because there's nothing changing. It is what it is.
And this is the person. Wait a minute. This is the person that drew this map that you're telling us not.
No, you're
right.
Oh,
trying.
No, actually,
I'm sorry.
Oh, Jim Martin.
Jim Martin. I talked to him. I can over met with both of them. He said we're following things to the book. I said we're not changing anything. He goes, well, according to that, if you go to for change of use, you got to come to you guys.
Right.
Now there's no changes to this other than you're going to say because parents are going to park against the stone building. So we're into like a boondoggle of government here because we're just looking at the same stuff that we dealt with years and years ago when we came there. We had to get a change of use just to use it.
Board, do we require a public hearing for this site plan review or not?
You have the option of not appealing as appropriate because our code does not specifically say the site plan that you have to have. If we desire to, historically, we always have. It's up to the board. It's what you want to do.
Well, I would consider waiving the public hearing because there's time constraints. Because there's always time constraints. I would hazard to guess that there's absolutely zero chance of controversy in this change. I don't foresee a room full of people.
And we actually discussed that at the last time, and they're saying that they said the same thing as we brought this up, that if you're going to do a public hearing, we would have been notified to start that process with it, and nobody wanted any part of it. I heard they're just saying,
I'm not sure I understand what you're.
It serves no purpose, is what I'm saying. It's not going to have any issue. Nobody's going to even know that they're there.
It only takes one to say that they're there.
Well, yeah, I think you'll find that people will know they're there. I just don't know that it's that controversial of use that it would be an issue.
May I interject? If we gave approval next board meeting, would that give you enough time to?
I don't trust the state. I really don't. I do enough work with New York State on various things. I don't trust them as far as it goes.
So December 17th would put you at risk?
Less than 30 days to get it completely renovated, get its building permit issued, which he'll do. He said, I'll turn around the next day.
So when were you in front of the ZBA?
The last October. This was going nowhere, so I jumped in and started into the process in our office trying to research why we weren't going anywhere. So the first meeting, we jumped right in. We got the change of use taken care of. We had to get to this meeting, so we're moving forward. I always knew in the back of my mind that some of the preliminary drawings, they were going to need a full set because they're going to need a building permit. So I didn't want to keep jumping ahead and getting all of these changes done in piecemeal because it's going to cost them a lot of money. I wanted one final integrated into what we think is going to be what the state's going to approve. But the architect's got to redesign a few things. The state's already made a recommendation. We changed the bathroom, and we're going to tweak a little bit about the handicap thing. You just can't keep going back to the well with, you know, and saying, okay, then we're going to change it next month. Then we're going to change it. And you know, we've got to get forward to the point where you can do a building permit issue. That's what construction companies, that's what we are, that's what people do. Once the building permit is issued, we're like, okay.
So you need, what you need is, you need something that you can take to them that you know isn't going to change next month, or you need something from us saying this is final that they know we've approved it as it is.
Who's that?
DOH.
We can't guarantee that DOH is going to approve any of this. We just need to get the project in front of them.
He needs us to say, okay, so you can get the building.
Okay.
Well, no, but what I'm trying to establish is that do you need a final approval from us that it's okay, or do you just need to know from us that we're going
to
okay?
You just need to know from you guys to be in touch with
us. I don't know if I want to walk into this and spend your money now. You know, I mean, this is...
I'm pretty confident that if we can do the work that the state has stated, we can get approved.
That's not what he's asking. He's asking, can we go forward without your approval? The thing is...
No, what I'm trying to get across is... We can look at this and say, if you do all of that, we can pretty much guarantee you're going to have an approval next month. Okay? Can you take that to DOH and say, this is the final plan, and if you don't approve it, we won't go forward, or...
Yeah, I never want to give a statement. Sorry, I want to present that on the project.
I know, we're like rock hard place here, okay? Because what you're presenting to us is, here's what we have, we need approval now. Okay, but it's because of DOH, and I understand having to deal with
it. It's not because of DOH, it's because the DOH can come in, and they can say, January 8th, they can say, okay, you're all approved except we want this change to the building, and we'll have to meet the deadline to change it, and if we have to go through and get another building permit issued or whatever. But the idea is I need to get to the point where I can work your building department, the building permit issue that's going to be acceptable, we think is going to be acceptable to DOH. You can't, God can't control whether that guy comes in and says, I don't like the color of the wall. That's all for all of us. But we have to present them a finished product, not a drawing. We can't conceptualize with DOH. They want to come in and see this thing ready to open. They're not giving the option. Saying,
so what you're saying is you need the building permit, so you can make the changes for them to come in. So you want us to give you approval so you can get that process going.
Yeah, we're running out of time. They're going to lose your license application. You have to start all over again. And it's just the way the life works.
Okay, so there's question number two I had. Is there an ability to extend that license application for 30 days due to...
When you file your...
We have 90 days, so no, when did we first get the application?
We're not going to ask. We're going to, we got to get through.
I know,
we're pushing where they want to get started. We're already going to run an issue to put in the fence and field.
Well, I always, every applicant, it's like, get to it now. It's
a challenge for us because what you're asking for us to bend our rules. Because you have time constraints that are outside.
We needed site plan review.
So we can meet a timeline that's out of our control. We can't control that. So we're trying. Alright? So in the past, the reason I ask is in the past we've been able to send a letter saying that looking at what we have right now, we don't see any reason why this won't be approved at the next meeting. And we met this with, remember we did it for Restore. Okay.
So I think what John is verbalizing is in that situation we polled the board, right? We said, you know, do you board member XYZ, do you see any issues with this application moving forward following its normal recourse? And at the December meeting, we plan to have public hearing, do seeker, and do final review. Right? So that was part of the minutes that we had, which then we were able to share. For those purposes, they were able to.
So here's another question.
One of the problems is for us, is not for me and everybody else involved in this. On the secret, and the minute they designated you, they're going, the other one killed that process. So then we had to do another secret for you to act on. Well, that just cost us that number of weeks.
Well, you came from last month, right?
It was October 24th when they had their...
Right, it was after our meeting. So you came here as quick as you could come.
So we were right, and we, the change of use thing, honestly, if I got involved in this 4 months ago, we wouldn't be here today. We would have been done this in warm weather. But I got all the information together because somebody else was working on it and saying, why does this thing DOA? Why can't we at least get this thing moved forward? And we have had the change of use issues with the other folks on two different occasions. When we moved in, we got beat up on it, and we're moving a construction company into a union hall that had offices, and we had to go through all of that process. And then we looked into, okay, two buildings, two different things. There's a lot of things that went on with it.
And
then when the church came in...
And you were changing from an educational establishment to a commercial enterprise in a non-commercial zone. So
the other office was commercial. The one we were in, and the other one was their supposed classroom.
History and all, okay, you're waiting for building permit to do interior work that has to pass DOH. Does that building permit require our site plan processor? Can he get a permit to do the work from that anyways, and then we can move forward with site plan for approval of the use?
Yeah, I've never seen around here where somebody will issue building permit on the site plan question, but, you know, that's...
But the building, the stuff you're doing has nothing to do with our site plan. We're not citing your bathroom. So what is the part that you have to get a building for?
That's right. I don't even know why we have to get a site plan review.
Well, the site plan review is for change of use. So, but we have to do that. But I don't know that this holds thing up. If your work that you have to do to get DOH approval is interior,
what does that have to do with us?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Why Matt can't issue the permit for that work inside, and we can still move forward with our site plan approval for the outside and for the locational stuff for the business.
I don't care with that.
Well, that's what we're doing basically anyway.
Yeah.
In general. Why did Matt say he didn't
issue the permit? You've got to look at the other end as a business end. We have a partially approved project. We're asking a tenant to put in substantial investment into a building. And everything is where now we have two out of three things that we're waiting on instead of one out of three, which is the department house. So anything, what if they went and started doing all this work and then you had a crazy come in here and say we don't want to take care of it?
But okay, so
now you're going back to why we have.
I know, Crazy can't come in and say I don't want to take care of it. Crazy can come in and say, I know I haven't said anything for the last 30 years, but there's a cemetery on that parking lot. Okay, that could happen, but I don't see it happen.
That's a different thing.
Okay.
We've already been
it's
through.
It's a whole different reason.
And you've already been through that toll gate.
Exactly.
To show that
we went and we had to get a change of use to allow the folks to have the church there.
Yes.
And then we had a small manufacturer testing facility that was there for 5 years. And nobody knew they were there. They came and went and they were quiet like bedbugs. And the thing is, we're actually back to where it originally was, which is having some offices and some people in technically a classroom.
So here's your two questions, right, before the board. One, will you require or will you not require a public hearing for this site?
I think we should have a public hearing.
I think
we're obligated to have a public hearing.
I would agree with the general meeting that there's going to be a public hearing.
It's your call.
You're automatically in December.
But I don't think this has
to be. And if you're going to that point, in the meantime, we would be going to notify of our lead agency request to be requesting lead agency status and get that back for a timely review in December anyway. I don't see how else we can do it, George.
I think they might just not. I think if we have something in writing, they will extend it.
Well, what you would have. But the thing is if Matt can extend the building permit outside of this site plan for what work needs to be done, they can still do that work and propose it to DOH for inspection at the same time, parallel tracks with us doing our site plan.
Here's what I would propose is that we poll the board to ask for their individual perspective on whether they see any issues with the learning ladder daycare application moving forward
at 195 Fort Everett Road in conjunction with the special use permit that was already issued. And I would pull Reed and then John, et cetera. And you would have those minutes as part of this review, which then would also go along with whatever happens next, likely the setting of a public hearing and us declaring ourselves as the agency for a December 17th review. It's pretty darn likely that we'll have a public hearing and we'll go through the seeker and it'll take all of about 20 minutes and then you'll probably be where you hope to be. But as a matter of our due diligence, those are the steps that...
So where does the building permit come in? Before
well, this is our. This
that's
is what we
I'm
have
not
to
sure
do
about.
This. I don't see.
I don't understand
why the building permit is encumbered by the site plan review in the first place. I don't understand why the two don't go together. We're not going to make any changes, you know, to the site plan per se. We're not going to make any changes.
So I guess that's our point. Is
I really don't know if the site plan has anything to do with issuing the building. I don't get
but,
it.
But be that as it may, that's where we're at, right? Okay. So I got a site plan review in front of me.
Well, do you normally issue building permits and people can complete the project before the site plan review is completed?
Depends. I mean, if the project doesn't, if the building permit doesn't require the site plan, it's different from if somebody's building a building and they're bringing us a site plan and that building is part of that site plan.
Yeah.
Okay? If part of your building permit was changing entrances, or moving the handicap ramp to another area in the building, whatever that affects site plan, then you might not get the building permit for that portion.
Well, that's why we're here, because we're adding three entrances.
I don't think they're going to get a building permit.
You don't think they'll get a building permit without the site plan because it's not all interior. Some of it is
doors.
That's why I asked, is it interior? You said yes. I feel genuinely bad that
we're not able to get to that level part of that. I'm doing everything I can to get you to get you what you need to be able to get to that next step. I don't know how
else. Even if we passed on the public hearing, we would still have to notify DOA.
We marked you up at the farm.
That's just part of the that's
yeah, looking at the plan with the doors, which the drawings were provided, okay, that was it. Okay, this is where you
the drawing that we're not doing.
No, that's just there's one. Well, what's on that one? They needed to spend a little bit more money than they did. You know, I understand why they didn't want to talk to the architect because they didn't want to keep spending their money until they got through this type of thing. So what they did is he prepared in conjunction with that is the basic floor plan, which I've been reviewing with Matt Reimer, and the only change to it is the one corner door they removed. That ramp is out. So there's two egresses on there and the other one. So he gave me some pencil suggestions that we put into a drawing to say, we need to see this for issuance of the building permit, but we also have the process of review folks are working on. And now you only have the process of going through the change of use first, because you're not even going to look at this until the change of use has been granted. That was my understanding.
Change of use is why you have to come to the planning board. So.
Can I have Mr. Schiff?
No, I'll stay.
But there's
a great act.
No, they get a granted extension where I have no idea how this going to work. I can tell you that we're not going to touch this building until everything's been approved. Because we're spending their money and we're changing the doors and other things. It's going to be, you're talking $10,000
to $12,000. So, you're talking about you're not going to spend a dime of their money until DOH approves it?
We have to go to their
until we approve it.
But we've already told you that we can tell you tonight with a polling of the board whether we will.
But you have to, you're going to go to the public hearing part. Which I understand you need to do that. I mean, you got to go through all of that process.
But I doubt anybody in the public hearing is going to have a problem with you changing the entrance.
Or they're going to be a big enough problem if we're going to just agree with them. We have to let the public know that this is happening.
Yeah, and you wouldn't renovate your building on that either. Because you don't want to get caught with us doing a bunch of this work that's required to make this into a daycare and then have a knock over.
See, I would disagree with you on that. If I was in your shoes and I had a public board like this telling you that they want to see it added, and that they would likely have no reason not to approve this, that it's just a technicality. I mean, we understand your concern, but we are following the rules. If I have somebody tell me that, I'm going to say, you know what? That looks like a pretty clear shot. Yeah, I know, but I'm looking at this for the first time.
No, I didn't know if you had a chance to
see it. So, I mean, but I don't see anything that in any way throws a monkey wrench on your approval. Okay? I mean, what we're asking you about is drainage of the parking lot and siting of the parking spaces. Okay? And you've already answered those questions. You know what we want to see on the plan. You told us that you're going to bring us back a different plan than this one. Okay? So
the plan, you're supposed to see it ready for construction. This is, you know, right now you have somebody that's sketched up a drawing to try to get this whole thing moving forward. You can't do anything with that. You can't submit that for a building. That doesn't meet any requirements of what is a stamped drawing. He's got more work to do on it. The thing is, then that makes sense. You know, as the people that are going to renovate this building, you know we would never touch this building until an architect has prepared us. Because B&H Construction doesn't go out and do work anywhere without architects. They got to look and make sure what door it is, what hardware is going to be required, all of it.
So our next step at this point would be to set a public hearing and declare the agency procedure. Is that what you'd like to see?
So you can hand off the DOH for...
No.
We're going to follow our normal
procedures. I know you guys aren't the lead agency based on the last meeting.
We're also going to follow our normal procedures.
No, what happened the last time is ZBA said, we don't want to be lead agency. We're going to punt it over to the planning board. And then we're expecting, and we will, take it on as lead agency. We're okay with that.
I wish they had made a clarification that the secret was DOA at that point until you guys got it. Because we could have actually worked on this part of it, that they had taken that part of it, the secret part. Because the secret part is designated Department of Health. You're saying they're another agency. Well, if they had said that this is where this was going to go with regards to site plan, we would have saved a lot of time thinking about how the math works on that.
But I don't understand how.
Because you guys are sending CEPR up to saying we're going to bring in the DOH.
No, we're saying we have to
let them know.
We have to notify them because they're an involved agency. That's part of CEPR. We're required by American state law to do.
So the CEPR that we gave for.
It's a process.
Change of use. The money we gave them. This is another one that we were required to give you. We gave them as part of the application for last.
They didn't review it.
They didn't review it.
And you should
tell them. But that didn't change the timeline. Yeah. This is what we're telling you is it isn't like
this. I understand that.
That you were at their meeting after our previous meeting. Okay? Their meeting was after ours.
Well, for us, their meeting was before yours because we went there.
Correct. I don't know what I'm saying. Correct. Time-wise, on a calendar.
We didn't have a meeting.
If you had left their meeting, if we had, because this was on, you would have left their meeting and had to go back in time 2 days to make our October meeting.
Yeah, when we went before talking to Perez about this, is the order was going to be go in, get their approval, or the change of use.
Right.
Then looking at the code and the site plan.
Exactly, which is where we are right now.
Right, but designating pushing the authority on to...
We're not pushing the authority on, you're misunderstanding it.
No, we have to
let them know that they're involved.
So we wish they got let know a few weeks ago. That would have been the thing.
But it wouldn't have changed anything.
We're not changing anything. We're going to be the lead agency. We have to know...
But if they gave it back to you with approval, we would have got approved tonight.
No.
Who gave us what?
The
Department of Health, we're not giving anything to them. ZBA approved your special use.
So here's the thing. We are at the point now with a site plan review where our due diligence requires us to do the secret.
Yes.
The secret process requires us to notify any other affected agency that we wish to request the lead agency status, whether it was Department of Health, Department of Transportation, DEC, etc. So, if you wish for this board to move forward with this application at this time, which I think you do, our next steps would be we would schedule a public hearing. It would be for December 17th. And then we would look to request lead agency status to the affected agencies. And we would do what we did like the last exercise and say who else is affected. Department of Health would be affected. We'd let them know. If
we say, go ahead and do that. We come back in December. We finish. You would
no,
go,
no,
go, you go back to Matt Drummond the next day and say, hey, I got a site plan approval last night. And then he would work on the building. So by December 18th or so, you could have your building.
I think, John, I think part of the frustration that these folks are
I feel bad.
Is that when we say Department of Health is involved,
yeah.
Nothing for what you're doing.
Correct.
They would have to give them the opportunity to object from us being
It's similar to if we had a site plan where we're putting in septics, like for subdivision or water systems, right? All of those other agencies would be affected for that sort of stuff for the site plan. In this case, it's going to be a
What do you need from us for the next meeting?
Just a reassurance that you want us to do that, because otherwise, you know, we won't.
Did we ask for a couple of changes on the?
The one thing that I know Richard asked for was that he wanted to see that the transient parking along the block building be those 10 spaces that were previously identified in the August 2007 map, and then the kids be escorted in and out of the
building. And I'd like to see the parking bumped back.
That there be like an aisleway.
Yeah, just the walking path in front of the cars. So all that is moving up.
When we came to the zoning modification, we filled out a secret form and submitted that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what you're basically telling me is they don't have that because when they saw it, they handed it up to you.
They approved your special use permit. And then they handed it to us for site plan and referred us for the secret because it makes more sense for us to do the secret anyways. As part of the site plan and our special use permit.
I understand that. It's the same form you have a name on it. You know, if somebody coming in,
but you're filling out the form. This is what I was trying to explain earlier. It didn't delay the timeline because you still needed to get into our meeting, which was
in November.
You weren't going to get in October because it was already after our meeting. Yeah. So, but the question is,
To be the lead agency for the secret, if I don't pick it off on you guys, I don't see
well,
where
if,
the zoning district
is. I guess if they were going to do the secret, they could have requested lead agency status at that time, but they weren't. They were giving it over to us.
But even then, but that's the time because it's still got to come to us for site plan eventually, right?
I just think that, you know, this is a thing.
They would send it here.
Right.
And then we would look and say, okay, secret's been done. Now we're going to do site plan.
And that would be done tonight.
Right. But they would have had to, if they did secret at their last meeting, they would have had to refer it to DOH.
Yes.
So it's still would have waited until their next meeting, which I believe is next week.
So this is my point, we're moving along. You came in to expedite because it held up 3 months that we had nothing to do with. So that's the other point that it wasn't dealt with originally correctly at the beginning.
Or what was the wish for a public hearing for the
Okay, so it appears to me that we have an applicant that would like to have a public hearing on this proposal next month. So I would make a motion that we schedule a public hearing Learning Ladder Daycare on December 17th at 7:05. Now, if the other applicant doesn't show up at 7:01, we've got to wait 4 minutes because I'm at 7.
So the motion for a public hearing for the Learning Ladder Daycare on December 17th, 2019, 7:05. And a motion by John, a second.
I'll second that.
Second by Reed. Any further discussion? It's not too controversial. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
Now,
to the
yes.
To the, so for lead agency status, what do you wish to do with that for lead agency procedure?
Well, if we want to do anything with the public hearing next month, I'm going to say we probably have to declare lead agency, right?
Is that a motion?
I make a motion that we declare lead agency on the Learning Lab Daycare Center project. So I'm not going to prop saying it at all.
Sure, advance.
I'll sign it.
So a motion by John, and a second by Mike to declare the agency status for secret. Do I have any further discussion?
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, motion carried.
Do we have we made a motion to refer this to DOH?
Not yet.
Okay. Why would we?
We have to notify them. We're going to notify them.
Yes.
We need to identify who the involved or interested agencies are.
Okay. Yes.
So our involved or interested agencies are
Department of Health.
You
know, establish that.
So okay. And the county planning board, but they've already weighed in.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to refer it to county because it's already been done.
It's already been done.
DC. Department of State?
Nope. How far from the Hudson?
Department of Transportation?
Not far enough.
All right.
Any other?
No, and I don't think we don't have to look at art or archaeology or.
No, we're not.
It's sure. Already been done.
It's already been done.
Right.
I'm done.
So.
So the site plan is going to show up that time. Because that's what they have to have a fence in the area for the state. So we have an address. The actual view, that's the only change other than doors. What we have on the existing facility.
That's the enclosed play area that you're referring to?
You're going to add that. I kind of thought
you
would already, right, you would already, I presume you would already have added that or would add to the more pre-existing site plan.
And I think in a generation more than known before, you know, it's hard for a person coming in to absolutely understand because when we submitted that secret form, which is just a walkthrough, because there's nothing that's changing on this other than what you have in the notification process. The secret creates another level of somebody looking at it. There's somebody looking at their license, and there's someone in that same organization is now looking at site plan review. It seems like they would say that a site plan review was happening with the project, they would look at their license. Now they're looking at both. And it just is,
which
it just seems, you just shake your head and say, this is your responsibility, and the change of use is their responsibility. And they passed it to you, which I was dumbfounded when he said they were going to put you in the agency. And then now, of course, the DOH is involved in this twice. Something that you're designated as approving the site, and their designation is yes, we're happy with this. You know, and it's kind of odd because they're going to be working off not having the information they need, which is construction drawings and the other things. They could just come back and say, wow, we're not going to put anything until the time we're over. Should you go?
Yeah, but they're not going to, you're assuming that they all have, yeah, but what you're
that's two different DOH interactions.
Right, and you're assuming that DOH is going to review your site plan as per this applicant's permit, which isn't what this is about. Okay, we're just notifying them that we're doing this.
Yeah, I understand the notification. We're hoping nobody ever hears from them, but I understand that. You know, and this is the thing as a taxpayer, it's just on top. You know, your organization, you guys are tasked with saying, okay, fine. If they were going to do a public hearing, I honestly believe they should have said before that if we're going to do a public hearing on this. This is the first time I've ever heard it in all the dealings and coming in with meetings and trying to do that.
But it's in our code. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I know.
So.
And think of the code thing that you've had this thing has been approved several different alliterations of this building. And adding the door is getting site plan review. You think? I mean.
No, it's
the site plan review.
The site plan review is a change of use not compliant. Okay? It's a change of use from. And really, you've kind of admitted this evening that there's been an illegal change of use that flew under the wire and nobody knew about
it. No, we did it right when we bought it.
Yeah, right.
We did the
right. But every time you had to come in front of us, and we had to go through the same because we had to make sure it's done right.
Yeah. Well,
we're working as fast as we're working. It's not our fault that it got hung up 3 months and now you're coming in front of us.
It's just for people out on site plan review for nothing that's changing. It's kind of not paying it to where the jurisdiction comes. I mean, we work at Queensbury all the time. First thing that they want to do is hand it to site plan review. You can plant a tree in Queensbury, and that's the first thing the zoning board of appeals wants to do is hand it off to somebody else. And it's, you know, and when you see it, I mean, I see your point, but you get to the point of actually moving forward.
But as we explained earlier, even if they had chosen to do lead agency last month,
they would have then had to notify DOH, and you would have been back there next week with the zoning board doing your...
Oh, no, I just wish DOH, if they were going to get in, they would have already did.
And they would still also like to have a public hearing. Zoning board. So, I mean, it's...
They never brought up having a public hearing.
Well, that's because they referred it to us, and they let us handle that. So, anyway...
That is the question.
I can imagine.
Thank you. I normally ask you if any other business works.
No.
What would you have to thank you then?
Sorry.
Are you giving me a motion? Are you giving me a motion?
Am I giving you a motion?
No, you're giving me one too, Jeremy. Yeah. I have a motion by Peter Jeremy. Second by Eric. Okay, Ryle.
Everybody
have
a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I'll register. It's not like they...